Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
It's good, man. It's all good. We've been trying to hold it down and, provide some information for the listening audience from another perspective, from the perspective of those of us who did time in prison and have some political consciousness. And, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thanks for my talking to.
My name is Ralph.
Yes, good morning, Ralph.
And this is the second time I've heard your show, and I have to say that I think it's really great. Now, whom am I speaking with? I didn't catch your name.
Her name.
No, your name.
Oh, my name. My name is Eddie. I'm the host of the show, yes. Peace and Justice Radio.
Oh, that's great. For a minute, I thought you were Don Geronimo and he got his voice fixed. Anyway, my crap detector went off.
Yeah, get that.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Talking about some serious business.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200 or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing? We're doing a show for tomorrow. I was going to ask you if you got your turkey there.
Sure.
Do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
They're used to the...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped the stuffer first was part of our big problem.
I thought that was your problem.
Well... Now, you know, I've got all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
Okay. Hi, Donovan. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I don't know how they would...
No!
They look like pilgrim suits.
Those aren't pilgrim suits.
But they're wearing helmets. And those are there.
There's nothing curious about them.
Right, happy Thanksgiving, okay.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion is advised.
I know you're all asking.
Who he
is? Tell you what about that bunch of guys, though. What about them? Those chests make Plymouth rock.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mexican Bologna and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Here they are to discuss Kinky's son,
yes.
Don Geronimo.
Hey.
And Mike.
Hey, Ron.
Who he?
And hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. November 23rd.
Right.
We can say it now. It is officially, traditionally, traditionally
the heaviest travel day of the year.
Oh, well, that was just not good.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. If you're calling us from Canada, it was tomorrow, I guess, is just Thursday for you.
Ha-ha.
The phone number is 800-636-1067 from there. And here, our home station, WJFK, Washington, D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Who are you?
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone missing?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
Well,
someone call for a doctor?
Here we are. Here we are. One of those rare times we're working and nobody else is. Everybody's out. We're loving it. And Mike, I'm sorry I effed that up. I know you look forward to it every year.
Yes, we are celebrating the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
I just effed it up. I said shopping.
Not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year.
All right, Rob. Boy, I'm losing it. You got to write it down for me.
Wow.
You got to write it down for me.
This is a tough one. I find it difficult. I found it difficult my entire day today. Coming in here, it's just like it always is, only this year it seems worse. It's weird. It's the weirdest day of the year to be working on, especially at the time of day that we do the show.
Rob, all you have to do is just, you know, it's like fall back and spring forward. Just got to write me a prompt that has just whatever it is. It's shopping and travel.
Okay.
Or no, see, I just did it again. It's travel, yeah,
travel and shopping. Right.
Travel and shopping. What, you write me a novel?
I want it to be nice.
Okay, I'm printing one out here for you.
All right, you don't have to draw
it. Yeah, look at the support you're getting.
Look at that. Uh-huh,
you know what I'm doing? I'm sending it to you.
Buzz wins.
Telepathically.
Yeah, but look at this, Rob. Rob doing it longhand. Hold on.
Better.
Buzz, I'm sorry. It's... Okay.
Right. Wasn't mine better?
No.
Let me see it.
Later. I'll show it to you later. I promise.
Well, when you say that, I never get to see it.
It's
funny.
Yeah.
That's your Thanksgiving miracle.
It's effing funny. As Rob and I continue to take this one little part of the show for an audience of two.
Right.
Really,
so I wouldn't get it? Is that what you're saying?
No, you'd get it, but...
But you, not like you'd get it.
You would
Would I disapprove?
No.
Well, on some level, you might.
Of course. Oh, God.
Just because you are who you are.
Right.
Okay. Rob wrote Wednesday travel, Thursday turkey, Friday shopping, and then the other little
thing. A little note.
God damn you, Rob. God damn you. Kill me. And then Buzz just printed out Wednesday. Here you go. Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
This is a much, Rob, this is a much better prompt.
We've been doing this for 18 years.
I know, but I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it.
Well, you can't be. People count on you.
I don't think they do. I don't think it's an important part of the fabric of the Thanksgiving that we do it. But I'm here. I'm baby stepping.
You're doing the work.
It's Wednesday's the heaviest.
Traditionally the heaviest
travel day
of the year. Now I'm screwing it up.
And then Friday's traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Heaviest eating day of the year.
Shopping day of the year.
I don't need one, Buzz, but thank you.
It's ready if you do.
Anyway. Now, we used to do it with all that, you know, fake morning zoo. Everybody else.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I don't know. Maybe if I was drunk, I'd do it.
We didn't do it with the zoo. We've done it ever since we've been here, too.
I know we have. Hi, baby.
Hi, Christina.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm calling my wife for two reasons. First, to get a head count, I want the news up front about how many people will be invading our home tomorrow. What is the head count tomorrow?
How many people will be invading our home?
Yes.
None.
All right. How many invited guests?
Well, let's see. There's
Don't go the names. Just count.
I'm thinking seven adults and five kids.
Manageable. Totally
you
manageable.
You still have kids?
Yeah, there are. Well, there are kids. There are like the nephews.
Well, all right.
Our kids.
Well, I guess you still call your kids kids, even though they're kind of like grown-ups.
All right, well, mm-hmm. I can deal with that. A sad day in Washington radio history today. It was announced Eddie Gallagher died. Mm. And
he's a legend.
Eddie Gallagher was a Washington radio legend. And I know you're wondering.
Eddie Now, you guys are the old guys of Washington radio.
Oh, I don't think we're number one now, are we?
I think you got to break up the plaid jackets now.
You're probably wondering if I partied with Eddie, and the answer was yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did party with Eddie back in the day, back at some of those Wash FM acid parties.
Mm-hmm.
However, Eddie Gallagher actually was at our wedding.
Oh, really?
And we have a, because it was, even back then, Eddie Gallagher was a guy, just to have him around, it was nice because he was a legend.
Right.
But it was also kind of a goof.
Sure.
I mean,
even way back when.
22 yeah. years ago when we got married, it was kind of a goof. That
was he aware? He was kind of aware of that, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, no. He was.
It might have been that way to you. I just thought he was a very nice old man. Even then, he was an old man
20
years ago.
To me, in my life, he was Sam Huff before I knew Sam Huff.
Right.
Like at our wedding, we have a photo of us with a Washington legend, Eddie Gallagher.
Right.
Bless his heart, who had on the loudest plaid sport jacket.
There you go.
That you would ever see in your life. But the guy was never anything but nice to us.
Nah.
And sad to see the passing of Eddie Gallagher. Mm-hmm. Honey, do you remember the two best Eddie on the air stories?
Well, I there were a bunch of them when I worked there. Like, you know, we played records, obviously, in those days. And then he'd a lot of times play the wrong record, like try and cue up Eric Clapton's Layla and play Cocaine on a very conservative radio station.
And how about when he would play songs, like he'd play a song by Steely Dan. He'd go, "Watch your thumb, Eddie Gallagher, Mr. Dan Steely." And,
right.
See, this is why I thought back in the day that he would get it, because then what I would do on my show, I'd play the record, and I'd say, "Here's Mr. Dan Steely," and then someone would call me up and say, "Hey, you dumbass, it's Steely Dagger." "No, it's Dan Steely. I heard it on Eddie Gallagher's show." And then when I would see him socially, I would say, "Hey, I mentioned you," and the whole Dan Steely thing, and he would just kind of look at me and nod.
Like maybe he legitimately made the mistake?
No, he didn't get it.
He said Dan Steely.
And he said it more than one time.
Wow.
Oh, no, every day it would be a different story. It would be a different story like that. There would be somebody with a record out that he would call entirely by the wrong name out of the air. And you'd think, where did he pull that name from?
But now we're not making the guy sound like the legend that he was.
Right.
Oh, no, he was terrific. I mean, but he just, you know, I'm sure he was older then. I mean, he must have been in his 60s then. How old was he when he passed?
Robbie, how old?
89.
Big 89.
Right, so this was
89.
20 years ago. He was already 69. I mean,
yeah.
And he, you know, he was.
Oh boy.
I mean,
did he love to party, though? And I remember at our wedding, boy, was he plastered. Plastered and
having a good time.
And lewd and lascivious acts. Nothing could be further from the truth. That it, you know, he would just sit there and you say, "Hey, Eddie, how about a drink?"
Well, he had a tremendous reputation in the industry around here as being really a very, very nice guy and very popular with a lot of other disc jockeys.
Yeah, we all liked him. And we'll miss him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it. I just want to say something about Eddie Gallagher.
That's nice.
And 12 people, I can tolerate that tomorrow.
Is anyone going to take over his bit with the watermelons and the hammer?
Rob, that's Gallagher.
What's that?
Get out of here.
Rob.
There you go. Can I tell you something though about him? You're such an ass sometimes. Rob, you really are.
Sweet.
That's a bit Rob did with me already today.
Right.
Like in real life, but I already, vetoed it.
Came in for a second
take. Like he said it to me on the telephone today.
You laughed, I auditioned it, and it passed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You got to be a tougher laugh next time.
All right, baby, I'll see you. So 12 is the count, and that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, you know, and are there football games on tomorrow, or can I buy movies and, you know.
No, honey, come on. Come
or
on.
Better yet, can we all play some games later on in the evening?
Hello, are you retarded? Yeah, of course you know there are two games on tomorrow. You know that the Packers game is on.
Your wife, you just said that. Too.
Yeah, but she knows that, so she is retarded. She knows the Packers are on tomorrow. She knows the Cowboys are on tomorrow.
Okay, now I'll have to use one of your expressions. Let's peek behind the curtain. Don't you think I know that?
Of course you do. All right, baby. Fantastic. Well, then I'm looking.
All right.
She's already playful. Frida, I can tell you're in that playful holiday mood.
Yeah. Sure she is. So now the bird, what about the bird?
I literally bought tofurkey for me to eat tomorrow.
Oh, but what about for the rest of us, you know, who enjoy eating dead animals?
My sister sister-in-law Carol is making. Is going to make a turkey.
How good. All right. See, see, that's good. I trust that.
Carnivores are welcome.
I trust that if my sister-in-law Carol is making the food, I know it's regular food. Mm-hmm. I know that there's not going to be any of this health crap put into it.
I'm making the white trash food you like string bean casserole.
No, listen, is string bean casserole white trash food?
Big time.
No. Is it really?
Big time.
It's
I love it.
Park food, and I make it just for you.
I was never aware. Is that with the canned onions?
Only to the snobbish.
What, Charlie?
Only to the snobbish.
Well,
this coming from a man who looks like Richard Simmons.
Thank you.
Yeah. Charlie, I want to say also, Charlie, our super producer, Charles Broyhill, is in his element today. We've got the Mayflower van downstairs, and the family's here to have dinner on the Mayflower. And Charlie is dressed like a bizarro world moving guy.
Yeah.
When I came in, he's got like these tight, stretchy, Under Armour type leggings that he has.
I thought it was going to be colder.
Rolled down to his ankles, and he's got the...
That's where Charlie logic pops in here. He thought it was going to be colder. That's why he wore shorts. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right, because I had long pants on over this.
Well, did I know that?
No, you jumped to conclusions again.
Get out of here.
Go do your job.
Look at that.
I was. That's why I was here.
Look at this outfit. I've never seen him look goofier.
All right, we got to describe. Buzz, help us describe.
Buzz, what's he wearing? I mean, look at this. Jesus.
He has a powder blue running shorts. I guess they're running shorts.
Sure.
And a long sleeve blue, jersey athletic shirt.
Under Armour.
I tell you, the outfit looks like he's ready to run to a mental institution.
Yeah, he looks like a runner, but he has on his headphones, and he's got his producer bag and his producer clipboard with him.
And then he has these giant leggings that he has rolled down around his ankles.
They got all the producer stuff. Producer headphones, producer stopwatch, producer fanny pack.
Would you feel better if I took them off?
No, whatever makes you happy, Charlie.
Right.
Thank you for the... he's doing a good job down there.
Yeah. I just figured it out.
It's his wheelhouse.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a courier. He looks exactly like a courier. He should be on a bicycle.
Looks like a gay courier, though. because the way he...
A gay caballero courier.
Hi, Sugar Bear. All right. I'm still here.
Goodbye. I love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Frida.
Hey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Mike, and you too, Buzz, and you too, Rob.
You too, Frida.
All right. I love you, honey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Don't F up the dinner.
You can't really screw up that white trash food you like.
It's funny that she calls it white trash.
Wow. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. She does, and sometimes don't you make it for me off season? You know, because a lot of preparation, incidentally, I know goes into that.
Hmm.
That you take some beans, or
is it frozen green beans?
Yeah, of course, frozen green beans.
Or you can use frozen.
And then you put like a can of cream of mushroom soup in with it, and then you make like a casserole, and you get the canned onions, and you put them on top.
That's not as white trash as something that my family makes.
What's that?
Which is Cool Whip, pineapple. And a can of cherry pie filling and marshmallows.
Oh, God, that's great. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay. What do? Freeze it?
No. And then we all take insulin. No, you just mix it up, and some bizarre chemical compound.
Really?
It.
Oh, okay.
So listen. Well, anyway, I love it. And sometimes, like on a regular night after work, I come home from work, and I'll say, what's for dinner? On those occasions that she's actually prepared something. And she'll say, are you ready for a treat?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for a surprise? And I think, well, that's something great. And I like green bean casserole. She goes, it's the dinner for the white trash king.
It's interesting she says that. I get
that's what the white trash king loves.
It's the canned onions, I think, that they give it the white trash quality.
You could make it with real onions if you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it.
Nobody does.
Right, nobody wants to do that, and it takes too much time.
Right.
Okay, I want to get this in very quickly. You just heard that where I'm going to be tomorrow, in the bosom of my family, hiding from them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Watching television, coming down, getting refreshments, getting supplies, saying hello, then again retreating. That's pretty much my whole Thanksgiving Day thing with them. Buzz is now. What are you doing, Buzz?
Tomorrow, I think I'm sitting in my car most of the day.
No, what do you mean?
Well, normally we have a bunch of people over. They're like four to six couples that get together every year at our house, and this year they're not. Some couldn't afford to come.
Four to six couples.
Some were traveling. Yeah,
right.
Welcome.
Yes, the key bowl will be empty.
Somebody put their finger in the wrong thing last year?
No, nothing like that. Nothing ugly happened. It's just a scheduling problem and a financial problem for some people, so, I'll be at my computer.
Okay, and Well, Rob, I know Rob is super into the holidays.
Well, yeah, actually, you'll be able to look for Carrie and myself tomorrow. We'll be handling the Bullwinkle balloon in New York City.
Very good. Looking forward to that.
And, Mike, what will you be doing this Thanksgiving?
This Thanksgiving, I will have a quiet morning with my kids, going over to visit with them for a while. Then hanging out with some friends in the afternoon at a restaurant where I hang out. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, I'm getting out of town.
Hold on for a second. Rob is just one.
Would you like to ask me where I'm going on Friday?
I want to ask you.
As the tortoise finds
the music.
Finds
the music. You can't find it?
No.
Well, this is the only music I got out. And it has nothing to do with Mike's location, but we'll just use it to fill time here. Just for a second.
I love this.
There he just found it. So, Mike, anyway, where's
going? I wanted to get away, and I was wondering where I should go, and finally I decided to call my good friend Jacqueline Vargas. That's right. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
It's a junket. I'm going back. I had such a great time the last time I was there that I've chosen to go again. I'm talking, of course, about Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be a lovely 3-day weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, right.
And of course, all of my fun will be catered by Jacqueline Vargas, casino host extraordinaire. Really looking forward to it. She's wonderful. Treats me like a king. You know, I just have a fabulous time out there. I really do. You know, it really is my town. And you know, it might have been Jimmy Kahn who once said, "Welcome to Las Vegas." And I've been watching that show, Las Vegas, of course. And you know, the CSI show takes place in Las Vegas.
Right.
And it's really fabulous. It's just a great town. Lots going on. Lots of fun. Things to do. Shows. Nude reviews. It's really excitement. It's fabulous.
Michael Mara's Vegas Thanksgiving.
I enjoy it. I you know, last year with my good friend, it was Atlantic City.
Yeah, last year, if you remember the day after Thanksgiving, Mike and I drove to Atlantic City together.
Right.
I was shocked and hurt that I wasn't asked to join him this time.
I understand, but I will tell you this, that this is, as you know, it was, I think, 2 weekends ago that I went to Atlantic City. And, of course, I went to Vegas. And I think, really, if inside of 3 months I take another trip to a gambling establishment,
right,
it's pretty much time to sign me up for a problem.
That's right.
I think I should be Gamblers Anonymous.
Well, we'll be very envious of you living the Las Vegas lifestyle.
Very excited. You know, it's something that's very special. Las Vegas, Nevada, when you fly in there, you see that beautiful town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sound, John.
Who's the name of the hostess now?
Jacqueline Vargas.
Because you're a high roller at this club?
I'm not exactly a high roller, but a guy said if you gamble a certain amount of money that you should hook up with a casino host. And that's, of course, what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And they see me coming. I'm hoping, of course, for the upgrade.
Oh, of course.
We'll see if that happens.
Hello, Eisner. This is Vargas. Omero's flying in.
Hello, Jacqueline.
So give us
long time no see. Now, she won't be on property Friday. She's taking a bit of a trip herself, but she'll be back on property Saturday, and she's going to farm me over to another fabulous casino host. So I'm very excited to meet him or her.
Oh,
no, could be a wild card. I said, please get me a lady, because that's luck. Luck be a lady tonight.
Right. Give us the update on Monday.
I will. I most certainly will. I'm very excited about that, and, you know, pull the lever. Ka-ching, ka-ching, bling, bling. Hopefully. Wish me luck, boys.
Happy Thanksgiving, and good luck.
I really hope that I can get a big winner this time.
Yeah. And, and listen, Baltimore, Charm City. Yeah, take all of your money right now out of the bank. Called someone in Las Vegas and bet everything on the Baltimore Ravens this weekend.
Wow.
Because Dave Modell, the president of the team.
You are putting yourself into a steam cooker.
Now, it's a guaranteed win because I'm going to prove to David Modell and to the entire Ravens organization that I'm the lucky charm that they need to get to the playoffs.
Well, I think it's good that you're making a stand like that, you know.
So, Dave,
hope they don't run you out of town.
He was nice enough to send some stuff for everybody, some nice Ravens bags and stuff, and Mine had the tickets inside. And,
hey, good. I hope you have a good time. I know you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fantastic. And thanks to Dave Modell and C in Baltimore.
Good guy.
On what's that, Mike?
You want this?
Program? Do I want that?
It's the program, so you could study up on your plays.
No need. No need.
You know what I'll do? I'll lay one down for you out there. When I'm in Las Vegas, I'll go to the bookmaking place and put down a bet.
For Vargas.
Jacqueline Vargas put down a serious amount of cash on the Baltimore Ravens.
So thank you very much, Ravens. Last item here, and before we get to the dinner on the Mayflower, the family is here, mm-hmm. The strippers are here, the food is here, mm-hmm. the heaters are here.
Yeah.
Right now it's 55 degrees outside, so it's not awful cold, but we have big, gigantic... almost like the sideline heaters you would see at an NFL game,
mm-hmm.
speaking of.
Yes, they are.
That's what we got down there, and we'll be going to the Mayflower van momentarily. But
really impressive. It's the most impressive van we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. It's a real Mayflower van. I think we'll have pictures of this at WJFK.com. If
good.
You click on the Don and Mike icon, you'll be able to see the pictures and everything that's happening. And Tom Gavin is putting on his pilgrim suit now,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go down and we'll bring the family in, I think, first and meet them individually.
It's a good idea.
And then just send them down and let them do whatever it is that...
Let them have their little feast.
That,
yeah.
that they're going to do. Last thing here, though, I wanted to spotlight my good friend Buzz. Buzz, I want to say something. He fights the man.
I try. When I can, you know?
He fights the man.
What did he do this time?
Well, he put out a memo to the staff. And... Now, did you want this knowing that... Did you want everyone knowing that this came to you?
I tried to give it to people in the staff. And no, let's just say I found it.
Oh, okay.
But I found a stack of them, and I tried to give them to people on the staff who I thought would get it, who would appreciate it, and I really wanted to cheer people up for the holidays.
This is a memo.
One was delivered to Donna. I'm sorry. I know I'm making that face. It has nothing to do with the content of the show.
What's wrong?
It's that I'm using the pukephone again.
Oh, it stinks.
The
microphones stink.
The microphones.
Smells of... Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, I just thought to pass that along.
Well, here, switch.
That's all right. No, I'll be fine. I'm working off of it a little bit.
Take the mic screen from number three and put it on number two.
Go ahead.
Maybe there's less of a stink factor on number three. There you go. Taking the condom off.
Like somebody's ass.
You took the condom off number two microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's off number three. Put it on number two. There you go. Now, how's that?
That's...
Does that smell better?
Yeah, that's better.
Do you want number four?
No, perfect. No, that's fine. That's
okay.
Fine. That's absolutely fine, Don.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're going to have to find out.
I'd like to know who's using mic two. I'd just be curious about that.
Microphone number two. How many days a week do you come in and notice a smell?
It's like every 2 weeks. Seems to be a build-up.
Builds up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie's great about it, too. I mean, Charlie will take it and put it through the dishwasher.
Yeah, soap and water or just a little shot of Lysol. In mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's this memo that came out. Wednesday, 11/26/03, Thanksgiving Eve, to staff from... Technically, legally anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Buzz.
Like I said, I found him.
R.E. Michael Hughes, who is one of the vice presidents here. And you make of this memo what you will. Because of the wake of human misery left behind by a person calling himself Michael Hughes, I hereby... Well, Buzz, I don't feel right reading that. I'm going to just say, Buzz hereby proposes we band together and pretend he doesn't exist. What are the consequences of this? None that we can think of. Remember, for all intents and purposes, Michael Hughes is invisible to the eye and silent to the ears. If we close our eyes tightly enough, he can't hurt us anymore.
Wow.
That's
what is that in response to, Buzz?
I looked around and I saw my fellow employees. Some of them were down, some of them were upset, some of them were, I think, hurt, and I felt badly about that. And I was in a good mood today and had some time on my hands. So I thought, here's what I'll do. I'll take joy.
Were these people that you spoke to, these anonymous...
Which is a specific crime from Mr. Hughes. You know, Lord knows he's committed so many.
Well, the litany, of course. But, you know,
is there
one
most recent crime? Sort of
there has been. Was there a
technical inside thing that our listeners probably wouldn't care about or even really get?
He put out a memo.
He did?
Yeah.
He put out a memo.
And
kind of a mean memo?
It saddened people. It saddened the people around me, and that saddened me. So I endeavored to cheer them up.
I'm so out of the loop here.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about it until I got in today either.
So you've sent out a memo that just pretty much drove everybody's morale down the toilet.
Yeah, and so I sent out one to try to cheer everybody up.
Do we have the other memo? I'd like to read the bad one.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I'm sure if they're listening in the building, you'll get it in your hot little hands in a minute.
I'd like to hear the one that...
Buzz, would it be worthwhile hearing the one that was... are you aware of the memo that was...
I've only heard about it. As I heard from the people whose lives were damaged by...
Boy,
by
you
the
are
memo.
A loose cannon, man.
Yeah, I know.
The people whose lives were damaged by this memo. Yeah. And this memo from this fictional person that you write about, Michael Hughes, his memo, which I guess would be fictional also,
is
made up. His memo came out the day before Thanksgiving.
I haven't seen it, so I would assume that it came out here the day before Thanksgiving, but I don't know that for a fact.
Just funny. Buzz gets wood about something, mad about something, standing up for the little guy.
Way to go, Buzz. Not even really. I felt it's sort of like Robin Hood, and I wasn't even angry. I just thought I would take joy from some people who have it and probably shouldn't and give it to some people who need the joy.
You got to know that this guy is one of our vice presidents. Hello, inside line. Hello. Oh, someone's put it on hold.
No, it's Joe. He's getting a copy of the memo. He just wanted to know what was
going on. Great. Buzz
Road. I think it's in this file cabinet.
Buzz Road, because of a wake of human misery left behind by a person calling himself Michael Hughes. That's so great, Buzz. He's like a vice president. Because of the wake of human misery left behind.
Well, I never see him, so he's invisible to me.
I hereby propose we band together and pretend he doesn't exist. If we close our eyes tightly enough, he can't hurt us anymore. This almost sounds like a Winger song.
You know, what's great about this is Michael Hughes is sticking exactly to the graph we drew beginning of this year.
Yeah, right.
Remember, he started well accepted, and now he's surly and unwanted. Exactly on schedule.
Well, you know what happens when they go through the... we like to call it the Infinity Broiler.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess Joe's not going to get that memo in here right now, so we'll break, come back, read you the rest of this saga, and Buzz, fantastic, we're behind you 100% unless you get in trouble.
Just want to cheer people up for
the
holidays.
Then we will drop you like hot potatoes.
I knew that going in.
Like you'll be Michael Jackson to us. when we come back, we'll meet the family that's here.
Boy.
Meet the family that's here to have dinner on the Mayflower.
Very exciting.
This is a fantastic bit, as old as Eddie Gallagher.
Yeah, and you should see that lovely Mayflower van down in our parking lot.
It's really a big, gigantic yellow, green, and red Mayflower moving van that's downstairs, and it's being filled up with furniture now, and utensils, and food, and strippers, and a very wacky family, as voted on by you,
right,
our Don and Mike Nutty listeners on the internet.
Hope they get plenty of food.
So we'll meet the...
As many food particles as was in that microphone.
We'll meet the family, and we'll continue right after this, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So you guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
Just a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and... making love.
Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Now, don't forget that we've got more keys to give away for the Jeep. And we'll have a key contest today for the 2004 Jeep Liberty we're giving away. Courtesy of Farish. Go to www.4farish.com. That's the number 4.
Right.
Farish.com for this brand new Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep.
The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back, bucket seats, anti-lock, four-wheel disc, brake, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power, Tecmi 6 engine, tinted windows, gas, aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah,
worth $23,000. We'll give it away 2 weeks from Friday.
Wow.
Bring the family in, Charlie.
I had a lovely meeting with that family out in the hallway.
Yes, I saw a bit of that.
Yeah, they're energetic, to say the very least.
A brief and lovely encounter with them myself.
Yeah. They're wound up.
Well, now let me see. Are you giving the same kind of rave to this family that Mike is giving to this family?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Well, let's meet them now, the winners of the Dinner on the Mayflower contest.
Do you want them one at a time or en masse?
How about first Debbie, the girl who sent in the winning entry.
Very good.
Emailed it in, and then she can introduce the members of her family as we move along. Hi there. Hi, Debbie. Right here, microphone number 4.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. Debbie?
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah, yes. Excuse me. Debbie is bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
Sorry, Debbie. Why is that?
Why? Because I don't go by Debbie, Don.
You can call me Donnie.
Okay, Don.
That's okay. Debbie?
Don. Don, I brought you a present.
Did you really?
Hey, can I ask you a question, Deborah?
Sure, Mike.
Is there any chance that like, some of you have been drinking, like, most of the day?
From, like, 2 o'clock on, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's oh, now I feel totally.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad to be in here. It's so cool. Oh, God, you're so good looking. So are you.
Oh, that's sweet. See, that I just realized that. You know, we were having
a festive moment. Cute.
I had a festive moment with Deborah out in the hallway. And now it completely makes sense.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad to be in here. You guys want your presents?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
This is for you, and this is from all of us.
So she's handing it to Don right there.
Thank you, Deb.
I'm sorry they were out of Boston Red Sox stuff.
Okay, that's fine, Deborah. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
May I call you Deb?
Sure.
Deb is acceptable?
Yes, that's very acceptable.
Well, now, thank you, Deborah. So you never go wrong with a nice Packers t-shirt.
It's true.
Thank you, Deborah.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad to be in here. I'm, like, such a fan.
Oh, well, thank you. Huh. And what have you been drinking today?
Friday's Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's cute. I'll give this to my daughter. That's
because of yesterday, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got a cat in a hat.
Don't you have two girls?
Yeah, I have two girls.
I'll get you another one.
Oh, thank you. You don't have to do that. That's wonderful.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much. The cat in the hat. Yeah.
So, Deb, as I recall, you sent the letter in that you got the most votes. 15,000 people voted on the internet. You got the most. And we have the members of your family to meet now one at a time.
Correct.
So bring them in. Before you bring them in, tell us a little bit about each one.
Okay. Well, my mom wouldn't come because she blamed it on her age, so you might have to call her.
Now, your mom is the one that you wrote has BM breath.
Right.
Okay.
But she knows that, so that's okay.
She knows that. Is there anything that she's doing to try to improve on that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the mom with the BM breath is in here. Who's the best? Bring in the best.
Chris.
Chris.
And who would Chris be, Deborah?
Chris is my son.
Oh, is he your son? Is this the guy who can clap his balls together? Is this the guy, Deborah?
Yes. Isn't he cute? Oh, God, I love him so much.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, my God, isn't he
cute? Deborah, he seems like a...
How old are you, dude?
A good kid.
I'm 21. He's real good.
21. You're 21. Right up to the microphone there, please.
Yeah, I'm 21.
You're 21, and you can clap your balls together?
In shorts, I can, but sorry, I'd love to do it on microphone.
Oh, that's not that I'm asking to see it. I'm just asking about it.
When did you discover, Chris, that you had this ability?
Miller Lite, about 20 of them. And
20 Miller Lites?
And...
Deborah, do you find that alcohol brings your family together?
Oh, we're such a close family. Yeah. I raised them. I'm a single mom, so I raised them by myself.
All right, very good.
So we get along really, really good.
I live with my dad.
Well,
well, no, wait. Hold on. If you're a single mom and you're raising him, how can he be living with dad?
Well, he's 21. He moved back with his dad because his dad's got the money. He moved back with him when he was like 19.
Really?
So, Chris, when is the first time you showed your mom this ability you have to clap your balls together?
Like 3 years ago?
I think 2 years ago.
Oh, dear me.
Well, walk me through this. You figure out that you can do this. You walk up and say, hey, Mom, guess what?
Actually, let me tell you. I was going upstairs. We had Jennifer and Gary. That's my sister and her husband. You guys want to hear me clap my balls?
So does it actually make a sound, Chris?
Oh,
it does.
Like slapping?
Yeah.
Deborah, Deborah's very excited.
Mom?
I find that a little disturbing.
Yeah, I call her Mom in this case.
Yes.
Mom, what does the sound make of your son's balls clapping together?
Well, you have to have a little bit to drink. And then when he does it, he goes like this.
Yes.
Back and
it just sounds like he's clapping them. Like, it's really funny.
Does it sound like this?
Yeah, and like when you think about it, like 5 days later when you're sober, it's still funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I'll take your word for it.
Nice meeting you, Chris.
Nice meeting you.
Get on downstairs and get your feet on. We'll see. Right.
Who's the next best for you, Deborah? Who do you want us to?
Jennifer.
Meet? Jennifer.
My daughter.
And Jennifer is your daughter.
Yeah.
And is that, oh, hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Here, take off your jacket. Stop. Okay.
Now what did Mom want you to do, Jennifer?
Mom wanted you to take off your jacket.
My jacket.
Yeah.
Isn't she pretty?
Why did she want you to take off your jacket, Jennifer?
She had too much to drink.
So Mom's had too much to drink?
Absolutely.
See how pretty she is.
I will be the only sober one here today.
Okay. Are you going to be the designated driver?
Absolutely.
All right.
She drove us.
So let me see. You, if I remember your mom's letter, you married a black guy.
No, I married a white guy. I had a black baby, or he's mixed.
Uh-huh. You have a mixed race baby.
I'm mixed race.
You still have the baby's uh-huh. With you, and okay. And what's the name of your son or daughter?
Black name, Javon.
Javon.
But his middle name is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, so is he mulatto?
I guess. Mm-hmm. I just call him mixed.
Mixed. You just call him mixed.
Oh, wonderful.
My husband calls him half breed, though. I think that's bad.
Yeah. Is this your current? Well, you're obviously
right.
So there's a little racism in your husband too, right? Is that?
I try to calm him of that.
Okay. Well, that was. But there was somebody else there. You mentioned that was a big bigot.
Oh, that's my dad.
Your dad. Okay.
My dad's here. Okay.
He can't keep his eyes off the girls.
Who?
He's like 74 years old.
They really love each other.
Oh, you mean the girls from the restaurant?
Yeah.
The Crystal City restaurant.
Oh, good. Strippers good. Very good.
Okay, I'm calm now. I think it's...
Glad to hear that. So, if I get this straight, you're the daughter.
I'm the daughter.
You married a guy.
Right.
You have a child of mixed...
Mm-hmm.
Ethnicities.
And I guess your current husband and your father are not really happy about that?
No. They don't care.
Really? They don't care.
They're over.
So really, you're playing that up a little bit. They're fine, right? They love the baby?
They're fine. They love
good.
The baby.
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't love the
baby. He sleeps with me every night. I mean, and
okay,
no
that's good. Well,
right, we'll find out more about you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Wow. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
She's really got
Hey, Jennifer. She's wonderful. No, she's very nice. Both your
Jennifer,
kids are nice.
Jennifer, is she leave? An honest question. Forget that your mom is here for a second. Would you rather just go out in the parking lot and shove or be here?
Actually, me and my husband both, because we're... Yes.
Are you mortified to be here?
I'm mortified.
She would rather have her... She would rather have her ass husband. Blown up.
I'd rather have my husband. So, no, just kidding.
She started something there, and it was interesting, and then kind of fended it off.
All right, nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I just got the vibe from.
I get the vibe too, but she's going along with it. Yeah. She's a good family member.
Where would you rather be? Iraq? You want to go to Baghdad, or do you want to be here?
Right.
She'd pick Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, there, Deborah?
My dad.
Your dad. What's your dad's first name?
Doug.
Doug. Has he been drinking, too?
I don't think so.
Here comes Daddy Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
This is Don, and this is Mike.
Hi, I'm Don. That's Ron, Mike.
And that's Buzz.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
How are you feeling about the big day today, Dad?
Hi, Dad.
All right.
How you feeling?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. How you doing today? Are you happy about this this day?
No. A little confused.
A little confused?
So are we.
What's confusing, sir?
The whole family.
Now, what's confusing about the family?
Well, I moved out of the area some time ago, and I don't hang around up here too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and well, I live in the area. I like the area.
Did you move perhaps down south?
A little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Whereabouts down south?
Fredericksburg.
Oh, that's not too far away.
That's far enough, Mike.
I suppose.
He loves me, though.
What's that?
He loves me.
How do you feel about this dinner on the Mayflower, the whole thing with the strippers serving you dinner and all that? How do you feel about that?
Unusual.
But you're willing to give it a try, right?
Oh, yeah.
Being a good dad. All right.
And you're not happy about your grandchild?
Oh, but he is now.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so was that you, Deborah, or what did you? Was that a little timeout?
Yeah, because we are now. We got over that hump.
So we've opened our minds a little.
So you no longer call the child as your daughter had written to us the niglet?
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, how long has it been since you called the child a niglet?
About 6 years, I guess.
Good for you. So, Deborah, do you feel as though your dad's made progress in that area?
Oh, my God, yes. I love him.
Good. Well, then
this is good.
Great, but I also want to say, Deborah, this was false advertising.
Oh, no, because
you advertised your dad.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You advertised your dad as a racist.
But he is. He still is. But he loves Javon.
Are you working on it with him, Deborah?
Yeah, he put his white hood, back in the closet now.
That's good.
Are you really in the KKK?
Oh, no. There's no active groups around now.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist, Don.
It doesn't exist.
That guy just got shot in the head that was at a KKK thing. Did you read that on CNN?
Yeah.
Rob, did you read that?
I did. Yes.
Yeah,
I have
got shot in the head. The guy, like, took a gun and shot
Buzz,
it up in
did you
air.
Read that on CNN?
No, I don't know where we got it. I don't remember.
He, like, shot it up in the air, and it came out, and it went through the guy's skull.
Yeah.
It did.
Wow. Are you going to have that story, Buzz?
I can make that happen.
I think we passed on that one today, Mike.
Wow.
I think we passed on that. Well, nice meeting you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming by. We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner.
We have some coloreds that work here. That won't bother you, will it?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
All right. Glad we were able to move by that. Nice meeting you, sir. Right.
You guys have lost a lot of weight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Deborah.
Here he goes.
He's kind of just going along with
he's
it.
Cool.
Like
he's
Jennifer,
cool.
You know, just kind of mm-hmm. tolerating.
He loans me a lot of money, so, you know.
There you go.
But he's still a racist?
Yeah, but he's, like, I'm his only daughter.
Yeah.
And, like, he loans me money, he helps me out.
And you're working on the racism part?
Yes.
Trying to open his mind a little bit.
All right, who's next?
Gary.
Gary. Who would Gary be?
Gary is Jennifer's new husband. They were married November 1st.
So Gary is not the father of the mulatto baby.
No, but Gary has a son of his own.
You bring a son of your own to the table here.
Yes. Yep.
How long have you been married, Gary?
I guess December 1st will be a month.
Oh, it's your brand new
man. Ow, Jesus.
Whoa.
And it's making new.
This gets better. Did you meet the family before you married the girl?
Yes. Yes.
And you're down with the family? You like everybody in the family?
I'm in love with them, yeah.
Okay. Good, that's good.
I get along with Gramps.
Oh, great, yeah, we're tight.
Well, it sounds like you may be two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Do you fall into that racial thing, or are you working on it as well?
I'm working on it as well, yeah. It's been a long road, you know.
Do you and Grandpa ever, like, sneak off and just, like, say horrible things about minority groups?
A little bit.
Oh, dear.
Just
okay.
For fun.
All right. Are you working on it with him, too, Deborah?
No, I leave him alone.
You leave him alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I really like him, too.
Do you drink with the family?
Every Friday and Saturday night.
That's wonderful.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Do you like green beans, green bean casserole?
Absolutely. It's my favorite.
You're killing me with that. You're stopping me with that.
I was for your wife because I really don't have any opinion.
All right, get out of here. So nice
thanks a lot.
Who's next, Deb?
Becky. She's Chris's girlfriend.
Becky.
That would be your son's girlfriend.
Correct.
Oh, very cute. Very attractive. Yes.
Size her up. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
And you're infected with this family. How?
Chris is Deborah's son, and that is Chris's girlfriend.
And Chris is the guy we just had in here?
Yes.
He's the guy that can slap his balls together.
Yeah.
Have you witnessed that personally?
Any talent.
Really? Have you ever seen him clap his balls together?
No, I think I missed that.
Now wait, I have to point something out here. What is your first name again?
Becky.
As soon as Becky answered that question, she looked right at Deborah for approval or permission, like, should I reveal this? And I found that to be an interesting dynamic that happened. You're close. Oh, dear.
Are you troubled by the fact that your boyfriend's mom has seen him clap his balls together?
Not really. Chris is very close with his mom.
Well,
unfortunately. There's an honest answer there.
All right, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Becky.
Congratulations, you passed the audition.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy your dinner on the Mayflower.
Now, who's next?
My brother, Buck.
Buck.
Uncle Buck.
That's me,
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck's coming in right
here
now.
Here he comes.
Here's Uncle Buck. Hey, Uncle Buck.
Hey, Buck.
Do we look alike?
In the eyes, you look alike.
Hi, Buck.
Hi.
Hi, sir. Where are you from?
Born and raised right here.
Right here. And
I must point out, who is the woman who keeps coming up to the window?
That's his wife.
That's Buck's wife?
Yeah, she's acting like she's going to pull her top off.
Mrs. Will do it.
She will?
Yeah.
Well, bring her in here to do it.
Well, wait a minute, you guys.
She'll do it.
Now, Deborah, don't give us the no-no-no.
You want to do both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Bring Buck and his wife. What's your name? What's your wife's name, Buck?
Edie?
Okay. Edie and Buck.
Just bring Edie and Buck together.
Buck and Edie's. That sounds like a good steakhouse.
It's the only problem between the family.
A good chop house.
Now, this is the problem. Explain, Deborah. Why is this the problem?
Hold on. You've had a... Never mind. I was just going to go through the list.
And all the family, I should point out, is gathering at the window now. Which is fascinating.
All right. Hi, Edie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Deborah, these... Pardon me?
Who are you?
I'm Don.
Okay. Well, you didn't introduce yourself to me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Edie.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, now it all comes back to me. Deborah, you wrote about Edie in your
email. I didn't write about Edie.
You didn't? What can you tell us about Edie?
Buck is my older brother.
Uh-huh.
And my middle brother, David, lives in his car. And
literally.
And this is Buck's wife, Edie.
Yeah.
And
we lived with them when I was going through my divorce.
Right.
Christopher and Jennifer and I lived with them for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's a modern American family, Buzz.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
But then
is.
We got kicked out because we had, like, strep throat, so we left.
No,
but now... Oh, yeah, we had hamster in the basement. Yeah. But now we kind of get along.
Which one, gerbils?
But Edie had breast cancer, and, like, she likes to show off her boob, and sometimes we have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Or remember, that was, like, a caller the other day.
That was a caller the other day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, would you want...
Well, sure, I guess. If you're proud of it, sure.
You see, you had reconstructive surgery?
I want to make sure everybody gets their mammogram.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
correct.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You want to see it?
Sure.
Some good can come
of
it.
When's the last time you saw a reconstructive boob?
The last time? Rob, when's the last time we saw a reconstructive boob?
I
guess it was last weekend in Miami.
The surprise on Deb is I'm serving dinner topless, right? I'm a topless
person. Now, you can if you'd like to, Edie.
You can do whatever you want, Edie. You like.
Well, we've been to the nudist resort.
So you like being naked?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I get a dynamic here. I want to explain to everybody what's going on. Edie, I get the impression that you're getting under Deborah's skin and you're enjoying
it. Yeah, I
wait
still.
You're really having a good time doing that. Deborah, you're uncomfortable with this, right?
Well, just because she's my brother's wife and we just don't do this sort of thing.
But it's okay for your son to come by and clap his balls in front
of
you.
They don't do it.
But he had on his boxers.
Naturally.
We're getting a real family Thanksgiving feel.
So do you
feel,
have any absinthe around here that I can take?
Absinthe? You mean the liqueur?
Yeah,
no, I
have.
No, that's under lock and key.
No, I save it my home.
I'll be enjoying some of that this evening, I believe.
Yeah. All right, well, why don't you show us what you got going there, Edie?
Can you see it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't.
Mind.
Well, that's Chris, close your eyes. Gary, close your eyes.
All right.
My yellow
talking
bra.
To the kids? Yeah. Go ahead and take a look.
Surgery. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So that's reconstructive right there. That's very well done.
What they did was they did a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
Muscle and the... fat and the tissue up and formed my new breasts, and then I just got my nipple about 2 months ago.
Wow. Well, happy Thanksgiving nipple.
Now
let's give her a round of applause.
Somebody needs a second nipple.
That's wonderful.
There
Somebody
you go. Nipple makes me think of...
I got to say hi to Katie and Kim and Kendra and
now,
Kelsey.
Deborah, are you taking your shirt off as well?
No. I was just... I'm sorry.
I saw you doing the thing you're pulling down there.
You're too quick, Don.
You know, I'll tell you, I got a weird vibe out in the hall.
Well, here's
we have picked the perfect.
Here's the hotline. I don't know who it is.
Hello. Oh, Dad, sorry, I didn't know you were on the air.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Bart.
Your son?
Oh.
Who else would call you Dad?
I didn't hear the Dad part. Hey, hold on. Well, happy Thanksgiving, son.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bart.
Oh, don't, Deborah, don't speak to my son.
I'm really
kidding.
A nice person.
Oh, yeah, that,
he's
did, you, did you see me smiling? Couldn't you tell? I was kidding.
I mean, I've been through a lot, okay? And I really came out okay.
Oh, dear.
Bart?
Is this the alcohol talking?
Yeah. Not as much as me.
All right, hey, can you hold on 1 second, bud?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. Or you know what? I'll call you back. Are you on the cell?
Yeah, it's not important.
All right, I'll call you back. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Is your son back in town?
Yep, just making his way back.
Making his way back. All right.
Making his way back.
His car towed.
As we speak.
What did my husband say?
Pardon, what was that, Edie?
Anything on there?
You know, Buck was just in here for a split second before we started talking about you, Edie. It was when you walked over to the window and started to flash. That's we really didn't talk to Buck. Buck, are you a nudist, too?
Yes.
Have been for years.
Have been for years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, have been for years. Okay. And, Deb, what were you doing with your shirt there?
I was, like, just looking at my boob to make sure that it wasn't reconstructed. And it's an original.
She doesn't remember.
Do we have anyone else to meet? Is this your whole family?
Yeah, except my mom that wouldn't come.
Your mom would be Embra?
Yeah, we can call her, though.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I think we can have a fine party without
her.
Well, you think that's better, Buck?
Not calling her.
And we would call my brother that lives in his car, but I don't think he has a phone hookup to his car.
Buck, is this a nutty family in your estimation?
Yes, it is.
It is. Who's the nuttiest person in the family, Buck?
Nutty how? I mean, there's different degrees,
I'll clear it up for you. Who do you think is really the closest to perhaps being institutionalized?
Deborah, the mom.
Been through a lot. And Deborah's the reason that you're all here. So I think that's a beautiful package tied up in a nice bow.
And Deborah, you won $500, as well for bringing the family down. Oh, thank you. A nice handshake from my friend Debbie.
Thanks for the cat in the hat, Deborah.
I remember. She likes Deb. She likes Deborah. She doesn't like Debbie. Well, get on down to the truck and get yourself.
Start your Thanksgiving.
Get yourself situated. And what we're going to do is. We'll listen.
Nice summer moving van.
Well, listen, and we have a special person down there,
okay.
Our friend Tom Gavin,
who's
dressed in a pilgrim, pilgrim suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and he's down there along with the dancers, the exotic dancers, the strippers from the Crystal City restaurant.
And they're going to be serving dinner to you, just as you would see them on stage.
Are you guys going to come out there?
Yeah, we're going to come down and visit you, absolutely.
But first we want you to go down right now, get situated.
Edie, I can't hear you unless you talk on the microphone.
We'll come down there.
Well, what's that, Edie?
We can talk more about Tully.
Tully, yes. They actually know my dog from a previous marriage, which is delightful. Can't tell you how happy I am.
So in some way, Mike, it's like...
In some way, I'm related.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow you're related to this beautiful family that fell into our laps on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of my the dogs that we had when we were all together was adopted by one of my daughter's first grade teachers. And she now, apparently, I'm going to have to talk to this first grade teacher who lives next door to these people.
Wow.
I can't wait to chat with her the next time I see her.
Okay, so there they go.
Do you stand it?
May I share a theory?
Yeah. I'd love to
hear it. Go ahead, Rob. Let me just say, if the theory is that brothers and sisters should not be allowed to mate, there is proof that it can't happen.
Right.
It's related to that theory. Did you notice the friction between Debbie and the sister-in-law?
Oh, Edie and Debbie don't like each other. Yeah.
The sister-in-law is with the brother.
But,
very close family.
Yeah. Well, hence the relationship between Deborah and her son, Chris.
And they're both slappery.
And Deborah's daughter hates everybody.
This is true.
And you know what?
She's the one that's got the best judgment.
Yes.
Our listeners picked the best family.
We got to applaud our listeners.
You know, on paper,
they did an incredible job.
On paper, they were not the go-to family.
No. Who even knew that there was nudists?
Right. I didn't know that.
Who knew this?
That they
who knew that we would be shown a reconstructed boob?
They'd be coming in here drunk.
Rob raised that.
Yeah. Okay. I knew. Well, I hoped.
So they're going down. Okay, I requested it.
There you go.
Okay. They're going down to the Mayflower van right now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful Mayflower van.
Tom Gavin is wearing his pilgrim suit, and I guess we have an obligation to go down there and see what's happening.
Yeah. You think?
I'd love to eavesdrop first.
I would too.
And then go down after we eavesdrop a little bit. So set up the microphones and get Tom a microphone and Wendell Hall, a smooth an engineer, the microphone. And also we're going to try to get pictures of all these people so you can go to WJFK.com and see what these wonderful people look like. A true American family.
As the eating begins.
Happy effing Thanksgiving, everybody.
WJFK.com.
You know, God... Friggin' damn it. I mean, really?
Really?
On this Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
God effing damn it.
What happened, Don?
The same thing that happens every time. I go to press the button where the thing goes, bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. This is the Don and Mike show.
Didn't happen.
And it just shuts down. It pulls an Eddie Gallagher.
Oh, that's...
That's it.
It's dead.
Better now.
Okay. Oh, now it works.
He's the Don and Mike.
Thanks, POS.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Being a pilgrim totally sucks ass.
We happy f-ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Right. I know we're set downstairs. Take a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's a nice caller. Hey, can I make a request?
A request?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy?
Yeah, buddy.
Adam Sandler, man, play some turkey for me.
Adam Sandler. Oh, you know what? You caught
us. The Thanksgiving song.
You caught us today with our
We've had it on the background. I don't think David, you've had it in there. I see it.
No,
you put it in there before the show started.
Hold on a second. I just see
Did you hear it? It's very faint.
It's nine in the background.
Machine number one. It's nine in the background.
They
want to
hear the Thanksgiving song.
It's there all along.
There it is. There you go. We got it for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We've been playing it continuously.
Yes, in the last six shows. Your all Thanksgiving music show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Pardon me?
Hello, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, that's a good giving, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Okay,
see you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
How old are you?
72. It's my birthday.
72. Hi, honey.
Okay, honey.
What can we do for you?
Okay.
This is us. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, just a minute. Hang in.
You should be right back. I don't believe this woman's 72.
I do.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. It's the power of this show, I'm telling you, Mike, from the womb to the tomb.
72.
Okay, I ordered it.
All right, where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Buffalo.
Yay.
And what can we do for you?
Okay, I just wanted to wish Dan and Mike a happy Thanksgiving. And I want to tell them that it's... I'm a girl that sent them a thing in the mail. I do cakes for celebrities. I did Elvis Presley's cake, Tony Bennett, Perry Como, Vic Damone, Harv Moore, you know.
Harv Moore?
Yes. Good
when did you? Can I ask you, what's your first name, darling?
Pat Kilfoy.
Pat, when did you do a cake for the boy next door, Harv Moore?
Harv Moore? Well, I did him for the last 6 years.
It's a tough climate up in Buffalo. Really rare opportunities to wear something flimsy.
Oh, are you kidding? We go topless. And don't ask me who I resemble because I resemble somebody's mother.
Did you say you make cakes?
Yes, I'm a professional cake decorator.
Ah, well, I would love for you to make me an erotic cake for my Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. A giant penis.
Oh, you know what I do? I make the penis and I also make the bikini with the cherry and the crutch.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say but Spotlight on Buffalo? Yeah. You need to be here on that Mayflower moving van.
You know, I just said, I sent you the card in the mail with my card in it. You know, I don't know if you got it yet or not.
Business card?
No, I don't know. They opened
the amazing thing is you're from Buffalo, and I don't detect any trace of a Buffalo accent.
Buffalo Spotlight.
What
was that, darling?
Can you say back up the tractor, please?
I took and send you a card in the mail, a Thanksgiving card, and I put in my card of all the celebrities that I did.
Can you say back up the tractor?
Back up the tractor. Get out of here.
That's did you call me a dick?
No.
Yeah, I send you a dick. I'll make you one. You probably got your own anyway. Why should I make you one?
Wow. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Annie. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Call BX sometime.
Okay. Hey, you have a nice holiday.
Bye, honey. Bye.
You have a nice holiday, too.
There you go.
I love that accent.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
we're doing great.
Why I oughta?
Why you? Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, buddy, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Wow, listen to this.
And same to you.
You know, this is what we always say. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
People are usually at their destination, and at about 5 o'clock, it will all go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Donald and Miguel. How are you today?
Hola, what's up?
Not too much. I was just wondering if you were actually heading to the game this Sunday at Baltimore.
I already said it. Yes, sir. Yeah, Modell has hooked me up. I'll be there. Remember, I'm your good luck charm, Baltimore.
Modell?
Oh, I believe
you. Is that what you're going to refer to him as? Modell?
Modell.
Modell?
Uh-huh. Modell.
Not Mr. or Dave. It's
Modell.
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 Yeah. Modell hooked you.
Modell hooked me up.
There you go.
24/7. You know, 365.
Except, or whatever the numbers are.
Except in a leap year.
420.
Yeah, whatever. that's buzzes. No, I'll be there Sunday on the sidelines with the Ravens, and I'm your guaranteed victory against San Francisco because I'll be there.
Well, if that's the case, then I would like to ask you a couple questions just to make sure you are worthy of being a Baltimore sports fan.
No, listen, I don't have time for that. I'm sure I would pass with flying colors.
No. Just give him an A.
I've seen the movie Diner, sir. What else do you need?
No. All right, he's gone.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
After 4:20, and Buzz Burbank has ordered two Thanksgiving dinners.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I don't know why I'm so hungry.
Hi. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Have some more drinks.
You want to start again?
Tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
What would Jackie Kennedy do?
Okay, now.
Welcome.
You know what? Here you go. Prize lady right here.
Yeah.
This lady gets a prize. Here you go. And how about this?
She's going to win a key that could start the Jeep.
Wow! All right. A bonus key!
She's listening today.
And she's an attentive listener.
The day before Thanksgiving when everybody's got other stuff to do. You get $100 and a key. And a key that could start the brand new Jeep. Mike, it's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. First Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high-back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 2.7-liter power, 10 V6 engine, 10 windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer fur patches, 2 TV at 26 feet. The Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. And listen, you got a key, so we'll see you down here a week from Friday.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks from Friday. 2 weeks.
Two weeks from Friday.
You know, they got to write this down for me. Just like you got to write down, and I've already lost. No, I've got the note.
Good. This is Wednesday, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
Right, and then Friday is...
Not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest
shopping day.
Yeah. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
It's over.
I've lost.
I can't do it if you don't do it.
I've lost it. But wait, hold on.
We have to do it together.
You've also won the DVD copy of Pumping Iron, the 25th anniversary special edition DVD, autographed by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
And a portable DVD player.
Wow. Luck be a lady tonight.
DVD has the new movie, a new interview with Arnold, and look at Arnold's career and never-before-seen outtake.
I'm gonna try to steal one of those out of the prize box.
Enjoy. I'm telling you, the best prize there is that portable DVD player. Those things are sweet. Enjoy it. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Okay. downstairs. We've got the Mayflower moving van.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the real deal, a huge Mayflower moving van.
We've got the family that you've just met down there. They're inside the moving van now. There's food. There are strippers. Tom Gavin is dressed in a pilgrim suit. And joining us now live from the Mayflower moving van, here is Joe Ardinger.
Hello, Joe.
I hear Joe,
but we can't hear him.
Joe?
We can't hear you. I can hear you in the background, Joe.
I can't hear you, but I can't understand you.
His mic's not live. Some other mic is. There's another live microphone down there.
Most folks.
Can you hear me now? Now we can hear you, Joe.
Joe? Hi, Joe.
Hey, man, you got to come on down and have a meal.
Now, Joe, I think we've done a pretty good job of describing, everybody knows what a Mayflower moving van looks like. This is an empty one, obviously. The good people at Joe Mulholland Mayflower have loaned us this van for the day. Say, Joe.
Yes?
Now that you've found your new home, make it a smooth move with Joe Mulholland Mayflower. Joe Mulholland Mayflower with a free quote available at 703-494-2021.
That's a tough name.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is. And it's really... And I thank...
Joe Mulholland.
I thank Joe Mulholland Mayflower for supplying the truck.
Yeah.
But something tells me that it goes against everything that our forefathers were fighting for when they you know, started this whole
right
thing about Thanksgiving,
uh-huh,
that eventually it would mean disc jockeys reading plugs for Mayflower moving van.
Yeah, but, you know, life changes.
They wanted that.
Life goes on.
Anyway, thank you, Joe Mulholland Mayflower, because they supplied the truck that Joe's in right now. Joe, is that crazy family sitting around the table?
They're all around the table right now.
And do we have Tom in the pilgrim suit?
Tom is at the head of the table. I thought it might be nice to have Tom say grace.
Oh, that's true.
That would be nice. Are the servers in their pasties?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The girls are serving the food. We got ham and baby llamas.
What do we have really on the menu today, Joe?
Yeah, what's the spread?
Well, we have ham and turkey, obviously. Green beans, stuffing, yams, and mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Ooh, oh, delicious. And we worked very hard. Charlie's been on top of this whole heating situation,
mm-hmm,
in the moving van, even though it's only 50 degrees
it's
outside nippy now. It's cool.
It's 47 now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it warm in the big moving truck, the van?
Very much so.
It's toasty in there, and so you're going to have Tom say grace before they dig in?
Would you like me?
Yeah, would you please?
Tom?
Or hold on. Is that Deborah screaming?
Of course.
Well, they're all chatting amongst themselves.
Why don't you ask Deborah what she thinks of the surroundings? Since we've met Deborah already, we met all of them.
I have a bet there'll be a complaint.
Should I ask Deborah?
Yeah, ask Deborah what she thinks of the moving van.
Oh. Deborah's the one in the red sweater.
What do you think of the moving van, Deborah?
It's nice, but we need their program piped in here because it's kind of quiet.
Bingo. Okay. All right. Well, I think
she's asking for a monitor.
That might be an issue with feedback.
Right.
Joe, what
What are they doing? What are they laughing at, Joe?
They're just all chatting amongst themselves, getting their plates loaded up.
How does the bigot feel about the fabulous babes, the attractive, curvy girls from the Crystal City restaurant?
Well, why don't you go ask Grandpa how he likes the girls?
Grandpa! Grandpa, how do you like the girls?
I got a new heart, man. I got new plumbing and everything. I'm ready to go.
He has a new heart.
Does he have a? Has he really had a heart transplant?
Have you really had a heart transplant?
No, they just replumbed it.
They just replumbed
it. What, he had bypass surgery?
Oh, yeah. I believe maybe an angioplasty.
No, they put new plumbing in.
Ask Joe. Here's a great question.
Okay.
Ask him if he needed a heart transplant. Would he take a heart transplant from a black man?
Very good question.
If you needed a heart transplant, would you take a heart transplant from a black man?
Sure.
Sure. But listen, the family's laughing their heads off at that.
They're poking fun at Grandpa, I believe. He says new plumbing. Can you ask him what specifically was his medical procedure?
What specifically did they do to your heart? It's just better than plumbing.
They made it work.
There you have it, Don.
He's no doctor, no. He obviously.
they made it work, Mike.
I guess he just showed up one day at the hospital.
I don't know what you don't understand about that.
They made it work.
How many times have you been to the doctor? You said, what happened? He said, hey, I made it work.
I'm having trouble peeing. Make it work.
Get out of here. I made it work.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, we're going to do a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, perhaps you can get it set up where Tom can actually give grace.
Well, they're already starting to eat.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's ceremonial. The whole thing with Tom is ceremonial.
Well, but, you know, isn't it, in most households, everybody cheats a little bit before grace.
And Joe, just between you and I, now that Mike and I have met the family and everything.
Yes.
Do you think that they will not notice the fact that Mike and I are going to stay up here for the rest, for the rest of the show?
I don't think they'll notice.
I don't either.
Okay.
I really don't.
It'll be fine.
Well, good. It's still the great concept of them having dinner on the Mayflower.
Can't see out of this eye. Make it work.
And Joe, what I'd really like is, and I don't know what this whole thing with hidden microphone stuff, but I think you got to tell them, we're just going to leave the microphones.
We can probably get by with telling them that we're going to leave microphones open. And sometimes they'll be on the air, sometimes they won't, but they won't know. And ask them if it's okay.
When we come back, just give Tom a microphone for the toast.
Right.
Then you and Wendell strategically put some more microphones around the table, especially around Deborah and around Daddy Bigot. And then let's see what happens. Because we've got this crazy, kooky family together enjoying their Thanksgiving on the Mayflower.
They sound like they're very happy.
Yes, they're all having
fun. Joe, would you ask them, you know, this is a big radio thing. Ask them what they're at. Say, hey, gang, what's your favorite radio show?
Hey, gang, what's your favorite radio show?
Don and Mike! Don and Mike! Radio God.
Say, now, Joe, say, Debbie, we love you.
Debbie, we love you.
Deborah. Oh, that's Mike, incidentally.
Yes.
I didn't know if that was coming from in here or down there. That's Mike. Joe, stay there.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not here to make fun, not here to look great. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
We're not here to make fun. Happy Thanksgiving. That's another thing we used to do.
I know. Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't do it anymore.
Sorry for a little nostalgia.
Listen, want to mention, got to plug everything on this show, that Tom Gavin's Pilgrim outfit for today's Thanksgiving on the Mayflower comes courtesy of Masters Costumes.
And he looks fabulous.
703-354-7500. Say hi to our friends Wenda and Kara.
Yeah.
Wenda and Kara.
Nice. Wenda, that's a name that always sounds like she's some sort of priestess.
Masters Costumes. And
Mistress Wenda.
Yes. Happy holidays. You know, I know it's overdone a lot with the excess Christmas music, but for most of you, really, happy holidays.
Walking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas
the immigrant.
Yeah, that's great.
Later we'll have some pie and produce some caroling.
Happy in Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
And now let's go directly to the bowels of Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
As the sun sets on this Thanksgiving Eve.
It's the dinner hour.
Let's go live downstairs now inside the van. I understand there will be pictures of all of this at WJFK.com.
Good.
Click on the Don and Mike icon. You'll see the family. You'll see the van. You'll see Tom wearing his pilgrim suit. Joe, come in, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi. Now, Joe, as instructed, are we ready not only to start the dinner with Tom saying grace, then we're just going to eavesdrop.
Okay.
All right, well, let's roll. Tom Gavin,
are you ready for
in a pilgrim suit.
Okay.
With a family.
Oh, I'm going to hold the mic up to your mouth.
On a Mayflower van with strippers serving them Thanksgiving dinner.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.
Give us our trespasses.
Right.
Amen.
You know, not bad. Pretty decent little, didn't finish it, but the Lord's Prayer from Tom Gavin.
I would think that Tom would be living proof that there is no guarantee with that prayer.
Jesus. Wow.
It seems to me that that's a prayer where God's saying, I'll give you a 50-50.
Well, you know, I think what's done is done. You know, so it's... let's see.
No, Mike. It's like, what's done is done with Tom. But
yeah.
How do you know he couldn't be like that nutty lady that...
that came back with the accent?
Woke up from the coma and...
It could happen.
Haven't we always maintained that one day Tom would wake up and would be like, hello, you campy chap!
I always have said that if Tom was dealt the proverbial full deck, that Tom would probably aspire to great things because of his tenaciousness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tom is unbelievably determined.
But I want you to know that right now his hold card is a two of spades and a joker.
It is.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even have a pair of twos.
Yeah, and he's but he makes the, you know, he's bluffing and doing a pretty good job.
You know, if I was him, I'd go to church and ask for my money back on that prayer.
Oh, dear.
I would. Hi, Rob.
Man, that is...
Oh, sometimes Rob's the only person who will laugh. I'm sorry.
You think?
Yeah. Well, in this room. Because I know that you got the whole, you know, you've got, at some level, you think that we're being graded by God, don't you, on what we're doing?
You might say that.
On what we say?
I think that I've always held on to that, even though my personal life has taken some very tragic turns. I still hold on to that a little bit. But you slowly but surely pounded it out of me that, I'm much less sensitive than I used to be.
But I still think that you think when we get up there, and eventually, you know, we'll die together. No matter who we go.
Don and I are going to, well, it's going to be, are we still doing what we said, the automobile?
Yeah.
The Porsche convertible? The telephone pole?
RSP?
Jimmy Dean, rock on.
RSSP? Secret suicide pact?
Yeah, boy, that's going to be a great last show. Talk about leaving them laughing.
I know that you still think that when we get up there, that God's going to say, okay, Don and Mike show, right? Mike, step on through. Don, let me have a word with you.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. I mean, I don't think we're judged. I really don't think we're graded. I just, there's certain things that like pulling on my nads.
That's all I'm telling you. I would just be curious how many times Tom has said that. You know, what's the return rate on that? Has he said that, like, I don't know, if you say it every day, that's 360 sometimes a day.
The Lord's Prayer.
Ten times. If you're 10 years old, you've said it 3,000 times.
Right. So are you indicating that you, I thought, being a God-fearing person, are you indicating that you consider that just worthless mumbo-jumbo and that because of Tom being the way he is?
From Tom's perspective, why waste it? You know what I mean? Why waste the verbiage? Why waste it? Unanswered prayers, Mike.
Well, but the thing is, I'm not even doing this. I refuse. I can't.
It's a funny bit to do the day before Thanksgiving.
I just can't.
All right, let's go downstairs.
Thank you.
Let's go downstairs where Tom is standing by and Joe. Now, Joe?
Yes?
We still don't have the speakers down there, right?
Right.
Great. That's the best way to do this. Then take one microphone and tell Wendell just to turn the volume up all the way on those things.
Right.
Take one microphone and put it by Deborah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Take the other one, maybe by Tom, maybe by the racist grandpa, and just tell them to go along with the dinner as they would a regular Thanksgiving dinner.
I shall do that.
How are they enjoying it, Joe?
They're having a wonderful time. Y'all having fun?
Now,
sure,
Joe, would you
the food's being consumed.
Joe,
right.
Would you describe the girls from the Crystal City restaurant?
Gorgeous, as always.
Yes, they are.
Gorgy?
And simply gorgy.
What are they wearing or not wearing?
Yeah.
They're not wearing many clothes.
Joe.
Do they have nice bodies?
Got the thongs and the pasties and the bras and top hat.
One bra. I got some nice boobs.
Oh, absolutely.
Ask. Would you just the one
the finest
question.
Money can buy, Don.
Would you ask? Would you ask Grandpa Bigot if he likes the girls' boobs?
Grandpa Bigot.
Oh.
Do you like the girls' boobs?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
All right, well, Joe.
What are they laughing about, Joe?
I don't know.
Joe, just leave the microphones where we can hear that. Maybe even give a microphone to Deborah.
Okay.
Maybe just hand one to Deborah.
All right.
And then give the other one to someone else and let them just work their way around the room. And now we're all going to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
A Thanksgiving to remember from the Don and Mike Show.
The Deborah family.
Dinner on the Mayflower. Lord's Prayer that doesn't work.
Leave it on the table. But I can't hear them.
That's right. You can't hear us. That's right. We just want to listen. It's our experiment.
Oh, and by the way, Don, the pie is here.
Oh, the pie.
Oh,
the pie that you bought.
Fantastic.
M-I-C-K-E-Y. M-O-U-N-E.
You're listening to a family that's in a Mayflower moving van.
Sitting at a dinner table eating Thanksgiving dinner, being served by strippers.
Picture a painting by Norman Rockwell on acid.
Yeah. With Tom Gavin wearing a pilgrim suit.
Right. And the Lord smiling down upon him.
Every day.
M-I-C.
There you go, right here. There was the Lord's Prayer just speaking to us. Guys, if you can hear me down there, give one microphone to Deborah exclusively and give one microphone to Tom exclusively.
And simply wait for the magic to happen.
Yeah, all right.
It will.
Just give one to Deborah and one to Tom and tell Deborah to try to explain what she's seeing.
Okay. Deborah, here, this is for you. One mic for Tom and one mic for Deborah.
You now, Tom.
Oh.
Let's take this one off.
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Now it gets up for some Thanksgiving love.
Just explain to them what you see in front of you.
We've given the microphone to Tom to spell microphone, and we're all sitting around, and we've all eaten, and Tom is spitting out food as he speaks. He's got stuff on his nose.
Oh, he's blowing his nose.
Hey, Don, don't listen to her.
And now here's Charlie.
Hi, aren't you glad you have Tom doing this instead of Dennis?
Yeah.
He could never hold a microphone and eat at the same time.
Leave it out, Don.
Yeah, Tom.
So Tom can be thankful.
What, Tom? Tell Tom just to talk.
Hey, I'm having a good time, Don. I want you all to come down here and see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
We will.
Can
you hear us, Tom? No, I don't think you can.
Joe got it for me. Right, Joe?
Where's buddy.
Where's Deborah?
Are you like me? I want to hear dialogue between Deborah and Tom.
Yes. Joe? Hey, Joe?
Yes, I got you.
Please ask Deborah to have a conversation with Tom about the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Okay. Deborah,
yeah?
Have a conversation with Tom about the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Go.
Tom, could you explain to me in your pilgrim costume the meaning of Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is thanks for, like, everything, like it's...
Tom, wipe the food off your lips and your beard right there. Wipe the mashed potatoes off a little bit.
Please.
That's not mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
That's my regular beard. It's like Santa Claus beard.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tom. Tell us the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Just looks like mashed potatoes.
Thanksgiving is, like, everything is... You give thanks and give. You give.
You give?
And you give
Tom. Tom, are you? Tom, have you had chemo recently?
What?
Have you had?
Oh, Deborah.
Oh. Tasteless question.
Deborah. No, I bleep that out.
Okay, bleep that out.
Okay. Nobody heard that.
I think we picked the right family.
All the Indians and all the pilgrims.
Uh-huh.
Take over our land.
Yeah.
Now I think we need to take the microphone from Tom.
Too optimistic, I suppose. I don't suppose Tom could tell us how he would cook a turkey.
I think we got to get more into Deborah's family here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's have Deborah and...
maybe just Deborah herself.
Okay. Yeah, just have Deborah do some talking.
All right, Debbie. Deborah, just do some talking.
Debbie.
Okay, gang, are we all having a good time? Oh, Chris, that's your mother you're talking to. Hi, Melody.
This is good.
Chris.
This is good.
I apologize.
I'd like to say hi to Floyd because he's... Big gang, cashier.
You know, are you like me that really, I'd like to spend more time with these people.
This is cashier.
No, I'm not like you.
Jennifer, you want to say a few words?
No.
This is like a lot of real Thanksgiving.
Yeah, true.
That people
you
will
bet.
Be going to.
Well, you hear about it. You hear about the dysfunctional families and, you know. I think they're a little quieter now that they've eaten.
A little tryptophan kicking in, perhaps?
Yeah, and it's replaced some of the alcohol that was there before. They seem to enjoy each other's company.
Teacher.
Yeah.
My strip teacher.
Oh, yeah. She teaches you how to strip?
Can you spell strip when she taught you that?
Oh, no, there's no fair using our jokes with Tom.
Yeah.
No fair.
Well, they're,
I'm just helping.
They're not generating their own.
That's
their own fun.
Strip.
After they slice the turkey, maybe they could reconstruct her breast. What was that lady's name again?
Edie.
Edie's breast.
Oh.
Now they're all dropping the S-bomb.
Hey, Joe.
Oh. They tell you to
talk a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
They told me to spell. Like Japanese.
I like them.
They
say spell things wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a little 21-year-old.
It's also not as
funny. Who's having the most fun with Tom, I think.
Yeah. The guy, you mean?
Yeah, the guy that can slap his balls together.
For his mom. Put Debbie back on, please. You can put Debbie back on.
Debbie, they
want to talk to the acoustics in that van might be good for some ball slapping.
Or they just want you.
You
to
know,
talk.
The fact that we're not down there.
True enough.
Might be time for that. It might be time for that show.
Here,
palate cleanser before the pie.
What do you think? Here, Jen.
Joe, ask Debbie.
Because I don't have to see it.
Debbie's
handing the microphone to Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Over there, because it's going... Tom's calling me a lesbian, and I'm not.
Well, you gotta cut Tom a little slack.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, the nice-looking stripper, is going to get me boobs so I can strip.
Oh, so you're actually going to do a career change.
Yeah,
didn't
okay.
see that coming.
Yeah.
At the doctor's? Anyways. So, thanks for this dinner. It was very good.
You're welcome.
Have you had anything to drink, Jennifer?
Yet?
I don't think they can.
I was going to hear you guys.
No, it's better that way. It's a great interview this way.
Do you have the dynamite?
She wants to know if you still have the dynamite.
Still have the dynamite.
Maybe she's still mortified.
This is the woman that didn't want a part of this.
Sorry.
Give the microphone to Deborah again.
Okay. Give it back to Deborah.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Hey, Deborah.
Deborah, there she is. Deborah? Deborah, why don't
that, Tom?
Joe, if you would ask Deborah just to tell us
Tom.
What they would normally talk. Tell her to talk as they would normally talk, to forget the microphone is there.
Okay,
tell
Deborah, them talk as you normally would talk and forget the microphone is there.
Tell them to pretend they're on
okay,
Big
Gary,
Brother.
What are we going to do tonight, Gary? Drink some beers. I'll drink my Friday's Long Island iced tea. Howard comes on at 11. We can watch him live. But Don and Mike are on until 7.
Yeah.
What, Chris?
You hold the mic in front of you.
Is that a good thing or bad?
Don't you want to, just to liven it up, I think maybe Chris should stand on the table and do that thing with his balls.
Joe, if you would ask Chris.
The crowd favorite, man. Joe, tell us what's happening.
He's turning a few shades of red right now.
Is he going to do it?
Can I clap my balls for the radio?
Yeah, yes, clap your balls for the radio, because we're not down there.
Here he goes. I'm not sure.
Joe, why don't you describe what's going on?
Oh, do I have to? He's pulling down, and I guess he's going to pull him down.
Now, who's going to hold the microphone by his balls?
Tom is
Tom
grabbing his ass.
Tom, the Lord's Prayer.
I'll hold the microphone, but I got to turn it up really loud.
Okay, Joe.
So
we're going to get the sound of the guy clapping his balls.
It's out.
Stand by.
You're about to hear a boy, a man, clap his balls.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Was that real?
Hear it.
Have him do it again.
Hold on.
Encore.
Have him do it again. Stand by.
It hurts the balls.
I would think. Clap them.
I might not be able to have kids after this.
That would be a shame.
You might as well stop, because when you said pull down your pants,
yeah,
balls becomes defined.
All right, so we're still on the air now?
Yeah,
I've dumped it a lot. But
all right, well then,
you can't.
Okay, everybody knows what he's done, so Joe.
Not even in this break.
So a guy can't clap his balls on the radio if you say clap, you're going to clap your balls.
No, when you say pull down your pants.
Well, how else is he going to clap his balls if he doesn't pull down his pants?
But you don't have to tell him to do that. He knows to do it.
I know.
Tell him, clap your balls.
Happy effing Thanksgiving.
So nobody heard him clap his balls?
Regarding, and I have
probably
to,
not.
I think I have to ask this.
We heard it.
Will we be able to perhaps revisit some subjects that we've had on the show today? And
I would think so.
If we present it in about an hour or so.
About an hour.
They'll be hitting pavement in an hour.
I'm bored with them already.
I'm ready for them
to get out of here.
Yeah, we'll send them on their way. Give them a piece of pie.
Could we just ask him to do his trick? Charlie, another
trick?
Yeah.
How about if we said...
Do that thing you do.
Did we say that?
Yeah, because I know Charlie's just got his job to do. I'm not busting Charlie.
No, Charlie does.
I'm not busting Charlie's balls. they got the dumb rules here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we just heard something real funny that we think was deleted out. So Joe,
do that thing he does
without saying what it is. Well, tell him that it got deleted out and ask him to do it again.
He went to the bathroom now.
I would think so.
He's not right now.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, go find him. No, don't go find him. We'll stay here until this is done. And then we'll be done with these people.
Then we're sending them on their way?
Yeah. Hold on. Joe, let me know when he comes back. We'll take a call here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to let him know that the ball slapping is getting over the air.
Oh, it did. All right, well, some of it maybe got through, but don't say exactly what it is.
Right, you know, it's the thing he does.
Hello,
the trick.
Don and Mike Show.
The trick.
Hi, I just want to let you guys know, if you're listening on JFK, I don't know what dump button you're hitting. I didn't hear the pull down your pants, but I definitely...
Stop.
All right.
Thank you.
The problem is, all the listeners don't know the dumb rules that we have.
Right, and it's for the best.
Which is exactly why it's a great thing that we're going to tailgate on that lawyer's meeting.
Absolutely.
It's a great thing that we're going to tailgate on this meeting.
Sure.
You know, there are...
Just some... four guys on the back of a tailgate.
That's it. We just want to say, what the F's going on? What can you say?
Right.
What can you not say?
I don't even have an opinion.
On the radio. Joe, is he back from the bathroom yet?
Not yet.
Well, let me just ask somebody if it was on. If it was on, we can move on. Listen, without saying anything about what it was that he was doing or anything else, did you hear the act being done on the radio?
I did.
You did? Then I can officially play this, and we can just get out of this. Because, you see, he was clapping his balls together.
And this is...
Song by the Guess Who.
For the Wolfman.
Clap. Clap for the Wolfman.
He's coming back now.
Of course he is.
Of course. Now that I've started the record.
Right.
To end the break, he's coming back.
Sure. Well, that's what dullards do.
All right. Well, maybe he's got an active bladder.
He might have hurt himself. He might actually have ruptured himself.
Spastic colon.
You did that trick, you'd have to go to the bathroom, too.
Now, Joe?
Yeah.
Just ask him,
Chris,
to do his trick one more time.
Do that thing he does.
Chris, without saying specifically, will you do that thing you do one more time?
Tell him that it got dumped out.
It got dumped out.
The guy said it did.
Come on.
That he heard.
Can we go over there?
Yeah, of course he heard that.
Oh, we want to stand for this half.
Yes.
The command performance.
You're listening to our greatest Thanksgiving show ever.
Try this at your Thanksgiving. Okay, you know what? It was worth it.
If that caused a rupture, that would be like a gift to humanity.
It would.
Hey, well, everybody, let's...
Bravo, they were great.
Let's put our hands together for the Clampus.
What a great family they are. Deborah and Grandpa Bigot and the guy, the nudist Biff, and then the lady with the reconstructed breast, Ellie, or...
And then the son, Chris, and his girlfriend, Becky, and Edie. Daughter, Jennifer, and daughter, Judy Jane, his wife. Stop this crazy thing.
Joe, would you pass on from the Don and Mike show back wishes to the entire family?
A back of good wishes.
I hope Ron and Chris don't make
the Don and Mike show passes on a bag of good wishes on ye.
Enjoy the $500.
Enjoy the $500.
Enjoy the food.
Enjoy the food.
Get the F out of here.
Get the F out of here.
Tell them thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, guys.
And don't tell them how much they scared us, really.
Right.
Okay. They scare you out, but or Joe, or...
You know, I'm used to this kind of thing.
Oh, Joe?
Yes.
Well, nice. Here you go. Joe, I need you to let the stripper get in a plug. Would you please let the stripper get in a plug?
Stripper, you want to put in a plug?
I'm not a stripper.
Oh, wrong one.
Dancer. I'm sorry.
The note I was handing.
Dancer, do you want to get in a plug?
Need to let the stripper get in a plug.
Yes, I'd just like to invite everyone to come see us at Crystal City Restaurant. Yeah. I'm Anne Marie, or better known here as SexyAnneMarie.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I dance there tonight. Come hang out with us, or come anytime. We have lots of beautiful dancers.
Joe, would
and
you ask?
I've had a great time. Actually, I was entertained for a change. It was great.
Joe, would you ask Sexy Anne Marie if the Crystal City Restaurant is open tomorrow?
On Thanksgiving Day.
Crystal City Restaurant open tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, you heard well.
She said, come and see her.
And will they be serving a Thanksgiving dinner?
Will you be serving Thanksgiving dinner down there?
Yes. Special $5.99 turkey, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man, I'm there.
Sounds all right.
There you go.
Now I have plans.
Sounds all right. Hey, Joe, great job down there. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
And Joe, tell Tom we said hey.
I will.
And tell him postage due.
On that whole prayer thing.
I was laughing with you, Dan.
I know you were, Joe. You're one of the evil ones.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
You bet.
Hey, what's that make me? Non-evil one.
I know.
You're a hard guy to please.
Heaver.
And anyway, goodbye. That's it. So get them out of there. And
hello, boys.
And thank you very much to Charlie Broyhill, who worked really hard to get the real truck down here.
Good
job.
He had to sell all his clothes.
Hey. I think you can go to the website. Buzzy, go to the website and see if the pictures are up yet.
I will. And while I do that, can I just say this was the best Thanksgiving ever.
I agree. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, everybody was drunk. As drunk as a louse. My mother's in a whorehouse.
Okay. Hi, Charlie.
The pictures won't be up. There's nobody still working today who can do that.
Right. Perhaps sometime next week.
Yeah, sometime.
Did everybody get... What was the schedule today? Did people get sent home early?
I'm just focusing on this show. I don't know what everyone
else is doing. Okay, that's inside.
Gotcha.
Because Colette, I know, is working, I think, till 5:30.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, right. She is.
Yeah, let's see if she's still there. I think we can let her go home. I mean, what the hell? 5:06 East Coast time.
I think we're authorized.
Rob, don't frown like that.
I'm not frowning.
That disturbs you, Rob. Why?
Don't frown like that, Rob.
I'm not disturbed about anything.
WJSK.
Colette.
Yes?
Don from Don and Mike.
Hey.
Listen, baby, go home. Seriously, go home.
Is there anybody working right now?
No.
You think the penny man's going to fire you over this? Baby, go home.
We'll take the heat for you.
Seriously, we'll cover for you. Get out of here. It's Thanksgiving, for God's sakes.
I know.
Come on, Colette, really, go. Baby, come on. What is it? It's 23 minutes.
Don and Mike said it was okay.
Yeah, go. Go ahead.
Okay.
There you go. Good. That's the spirit.
Is Alan still here?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
Oh, I'll call him.
Okay.
Tell him to go.
You get out of here.
Okay.
Tell Alan to go. Have a great holiday. Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye, Colette. Bye. Oh, boy. Call Alan and tell him where to go.
You're great.
Now, what's he doing?
Busy.
Making his multi-million dollar deal, or is he on the floor looking for pennies?
He's probably, I think he left. I could have sworn he said he was leaving early.
Oh, and we told him about the meeting, Zach?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Alan Lott.
Yeah, he's gone, I think.
Hello.
Colette might be so depressed she didn't notice. She was looking down.
Yes.
Try him on his cell. Because that's not a good example for your employees. You make them stay until 5:30 right. on Thanksgiving Eve, and you're out there living the high life.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Scrooge. How come you're not here, but Colette's here?
Who said I'm not here?
Where are you?
I'm in sitting in my office.
Oh, you are in your office.
Well, I tried to...
Why don't you call my office line?
All right, Pennyman, I'll call you right back.
Thank you.
Bye. There he is, Alan Pennyman.
Well,
and the family's here. Bring him in to say goodbye. Bring him in.
And Tom's there, too.
Tom looks great in his pilgrim outfit.
Come on in, everybody.
That pilgrim outfit will have to be burned.
Scrooge.
Ah, so you are here. Hey, we've let Colette go.
And you should go home, too, Alan.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything done.
Oh, you guys can go home. Why don't you guys go home?
All right.
Hey, you be careful.
Who do you think you are?
I figured, Mike, you'd jump all over that.
Of course I would. Who do you think you are, Alan Goodman?
So we can go home?
If you'd like. I mean, I'd like you to finish your show, but...
This is the definitive...
Now you know how Alan really works. All right, well, enough about us. We're here for the duration, but how about Colette?
Well, she got 20 minutes, that's all.
Yeah, 20
exactly.
minutes. Let her go.
Oh, no, I see where this is going.
I want to keep the phones open today till 5:30, believe it or not.
Why would that be?
Why? Because...
That last minute
right,
business?
We are booking business right up till 5:30, I promise you.
Yeah. What if I put Joe there? All you need is, let's face it.
I don't want to scare people away.
Boy, oh boy. Are you an ass sometimes?
I'll do it during the commercial breaks.
You know what you are? You're like the fertilizer for morale around here.
You think?
You really are.
What if during our next commercial break, I go down there and I do it for Colette and she can take off and go. And I'll just answer the phones at the main number.
Now, what about this thing? I got a memo here.
Alan, what about that? If you don't mind.
Nah, you've got a show to do. I need you focused.
No, I mean during the commercial breaks.
Well, but that's only 9 minutes, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when are we going to break? Don, just,
right now, we're going to break.
We're going to break right now, and then by the time we would come back, it would be about 10 minutes later. You'd be letting her go 10 minutes early.
Hey, you know what? What the hell? Mike could cover the whole 20 minutes out there. I mean, Mike can do his part of the show from out there.
I wouldn't mind having Mike on the phone for 15 minutes.
What?
I wouldn't mind having you on the phone for 15 minutes. If you want to cut that deal, I'll do that.
All right, I'm going to go down right now.
Is that a problem?
I'm going to go down right. Somebody help me.
Bye, AP.
I don't know what to do.
I can show you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bye, Alan.
Call you, Don.
Bye, Alan. There he goes, Alan. Alan Pennyman.
This is what needs to be recorded, too, for our outgoing message.
Oh. Thank you for calling the offices of Infinity Broadcasting, Washington, D.C. Our offices are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Uh-huh. I need to put music behind it.
If you have an immediate need with your commercial schedule, please call our holiday hotline.
Yep.
And someone will get back to you within 1 hour.
Because we're taking orders all through. If you want to call Thanksgiving Day and by commercial time, we're available for that. So I hear.
Well, let's see if this holiday hotline is up and running. We'll call it right now.
I think this is why someone wrote that anonymous memo.
Thank you for calling the Infinity Broadcasting Holiday Hotline.
It's you.
If you have an immediate need for WPGC AM or FM, WJFK FM, WHFS, WARW, or the Washington Redskins Radio Network, please leave your name and number and a brief description of your need. We will get back to you to help resolve this issue within 1 hour. Thanks for calling and happy holiday.
And to honor the birth of our Lord, we'll be open all day Christmas.
What, Robbie?
O'Mara on hold for you there.
Oh, hi. Listen, I need to buy some widgets. Are you open for widgets, Michael?
I need a 2-hour infomercial. Someone get me Tim McWilliams.
Okay, let's go to the front desk now. Live to the front desk. He was on hold, but he gave up. Probably because the lines are ringing. See, now what's going to happen is the crazy listeners will call the business line.
WJFK.
Hey! So, here you are doing your Good Samaritan thing.
Yes, Don, how are you? We're booking millions of dollars of business right now. Hold on. Can you hold, please?
Mike, I got to go to a break.
Okay, you got to go. Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing. Nice.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now here's where we are in the show right now. You just tuned into the best Thanksgiving radio show you'll ever hear.
Amen.
We had the family, the dysfunctional family that was here having dinner on the Mayflower van.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful to hear after they entered the contest. They won $500. They got to come down and be on the show and kind of a lark.
Right.
Hearing from Joe and from Charlie about all of the complaints that they had.
Yes, that started when they got here, actually.
What was it they were saying? It was about the food. This is not homemade stuffing. These are not homemade mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh.
You know, from a, let's face it, from a bunch of hillbillies that just crawled out from under a rock to come here and be on this show today. But we love them.
Yes.
The problem is they're so accustomed to everything being homemade, including their liquor.
Now, not only has this been going on today, but also, now, I referred to this a couple of hours ago, so I'm backtracking, but on purpose. Buzz wrote a response to a memo that had been put out through our company that Michael Hughes wrote.
Well, I allegedly wrote it. I still claim that I found a stack of them.
Well, I got the original memo from Michael Hughes, who doesn't like to be talked about on the radio.
Right.
And anyway, it said, people are taking too much time off for this quote-unquote holiday, and that people should know that we're open for business.
Right.
If you want to buy commercials, that, by God's sakes, there's going to be somebody here, and if somebody's not here, let's say you wake up tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving morning, and you think, oh, Christ, I wanted to buy $1 million worth of advertising on the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Well, you would normally be SOL. Hold on. I think this is probably Mike calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes, is there a Don Geronimo in?
Speaking.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
I'm down here at the front desk. Guess who's joined me? Like,
who?
Waiting for his cab.
Who?
Tom Gavitt.
Hey.
Oh, you're lucky, man.
Aren't you lucky?
I'm a lucky man, and I'm just doing what Colette normally does on a normal day. I'm reading her copy of Vibe magazine. Just reading the letters to the editor. I enjoy your magazine. I just didn't enjoy seeing 50 Cent on page 142 in your October issue.
Now, one of the things we were sitting here talking about this was how crappy it was that Alan Pennyman wouldn't let people go. Like the office staff. Colette is sitting out there on the day before Thanksgiving at 5 o'clock. And he won't let her go until 5:30, so Mike is up at the front desk now covering the business telephone calls.
And I will tell you, one of the most painful things about this episode, outside of having Tom staring at me right now out of the lobby, is that Alan came down just to kind of grin. And, Don?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. I have to take a call.
All right, I'll call you back.
All right.
Bye. See, Alan thinks this is all funny. Every time we talk about what an absolute insurmountable doofus he is.
Well, that's good. That's good for us that he's amused.
He thinks, here's how he rationalizes it in his mind.
Okay, how?
They're doing a bit.
Uh-huh.
They're doing the bit where the manager's an idiot.
That's right.
And every once in a while, he'll wink at me and give me that look like, hey, good bit.
Yeah,
you know, fun. What he doesn't know is what I'm saying, it's not a bit. It's not a bit. You're an idiot. And the latest idiot thing this company's done, and this to me is the most incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that all businesses are going through tough times now, and radio is no different than any other business. That you want advertisers, you want clients.
Viacom earnings up 9% in the last quarter.
But this is the holiday hotline that they're going to be giving out.
Thank you for calling the Infinity Broadcasting Holiday Hotline. If you have an immediate need for WPGC AM or FM, WJFK FM, WHFS, WARW, or the Washington Redskins Radio Network, please leave your name and number and a brief description of your need.
Desperate.
We will get back to you to help resolve this issue within 1 hour.
One hour.
Calling and happy holiday.
Yeah, see? This is J. Paul Kenny, see? Call me back within 1 hour. See? Now. Leon Heff says hello. Just trying to think of the rich dead guys. who he couldn't call back within an hour. What's funny is the man on that announcement is Michael Hughes.
Is it?
The vice president for Infinity Broadcasting.
Okay.
And now what they have asked me to do is to cut a greeting that will run when you call the main office of the radio station.
Right.
It gives you the phone number where you can call and hear the message from Michael Hughes.
The hotline we just heard.
Saying that if you need to buy commercials on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, don't worry, someone will call you back within an hour.
Call us in the middle of the meal. We don't care.
So they've asked me to record. This is this is all really happening today.
Right.
They've asked me to record this, and I'm going to now. Rob, I requested the special effect. I'd like to do it as Satan. If you wouldn't mind, being as the whole thing really has got to do with the bottom line. And, you know, I mean, listen, everybody's got budgets to make. I know it's fourth quarter and all that other crap, but Jesus Christ. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Let people go a couple minutes early.
Everyone else is folded.
Trust me, no one's going to be calling in with a multi-million dollar buy this weekend.
Right.
I mean, maybe it'll happen on Monday, but it ain't going to happen on Thanksgiving morning. Where some executive gets up and says, you know, that radio show that I've been listening to, the Don and Mike show, I've just realized that, although it appears to be slapstick and juvenile, actually is quite sophisticated. I think I'm going to take my life savings and buy commercials on that show.
There you go.
How much for 60 seconds? All right, so you rolling in the other room?
Yeah, Wendell's rolling.
Wendell's rolling on this?
All right. Hey, Rob, do I have, this is the God of Hellfire? And Wendell, I dare you to put this on the machine.
Oh, you shouldn't dare him.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
How you doing? This is Lucifer. Thank you for calling the offices of Infinity Broadcasting, Washington, D.C., 106.7 WJFK. Against my better wishes, our offices are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. If you have an immediate need with your commercial schedule, please call our holiday hotline and speak to one of my minions at 301-918-2390. And someone will get back to you within 1 hour. If you're calling for a request, station don't play records. Until then, this is Satan. Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go.
That should handle it.
There you go, nice. And done. Now, Wendell, when can you put that on the machine? As soon as Mike should have logged off now. It's 5:30 East Coast time.
Close of business.
Hello.
It's 2:30 out on the West Coast right now. Hey, Mike, you can knock. You can officially knock off.
Hey, you know that the diss records back in the days were straight battles of skill. Now it's about who says the most disrespectful S. If you're going at somebody, go at them. Don't go at their children.
Are you reading Vibe magazine again?
I am addicted to Vibe magazine. Pull out a gun. Meanwhile, you forgot that you're a rapper and entertainer. But be who you are, and I think the game will be a whole lot better.
I think it's fantastic that you've given up 20 minutes of your valuable time.
Yeah.
Yes, you know how valuable that is. Don, can I come back to the studio now?
Yes, 5:30. Come on back.
It's quitting time, Tom. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's my question. How do I get a hold of Wendell? What's Wendell's phone number?
A sec.
Because how fast will Wendell get that up on the answering machine?
891 if he's in production 1.
891.
Hi, Satan.
Hey, Wendell, how long do you can get that up on the thing?
A couple of minutes if I remember how to do it right.
Okay, well, then we'll break for commercials. When we come back, we should be able to call and hear that.
Okay.
And, Wendell, I know that you're a man after my own heart, so we'll let it just go until someone else comes in to change it. I'll take the heat for it.
All right.
Okay. Good man. Have a nice holiday, Smooth.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Wendell.
See, thanks, Rick. This is what...
I'm exhausted.
This is what makes a staff happy.
Mm-hmm. That's
this
right.
This is what makes a staff happy.
I know that.
You give people some time off. You F with a man a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I never want to do that again.
Why is that, Mike?
It's just too much pressure. You have to do too many things. I'm talking to Tom. I'm reading Vibe magazine. I'm taking phone calls from Dennis Reese. See what Colette goes through. Colette is a very busy woman.
In the 20 minutes that
and then you know what the toughest part is?
What?
Letting people in through that security door. Yeah.
That is really the toughest thing, because then you got to be on the phone, reading Vibe magazine, talking to Tom Gavin, and hitting the security button to let people in. What is she, an octopus?
Well, aren't you nice for helping her out so she can get out of here?
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday.
What a charitable thing I did. Yeah. It was just so... Just giving up my time for others.
You give and give.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, a listener called and said what I did was like a mitzvah or something. Is that right? Is that...
Nice turn.
Something nice.
A nice turn?
A nice turn.
A mitzvah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're the mitzvah man.
Yeah. Very fantastic. And, you know, she's really got it tough up there, and I admire what she does.
I know she does. And how about Pennyman?
Pennyman coming down and just stood in the corner and kind of grinned. This is great. And that's when I realized, just for a moment, that I'd done the wrong thing, because he was getting joy out of it.
I was telling Buzz when you were up there, though, he totally reads this thing wrong. He thinks, like, yesterday when we were talking about what a dick he is because he wouldn't buy a space heater for the Mayflower thing.
Right.
He said to a couple of people yesterday, did you hear that great bit Don and Mike were doing about me?
You know, like, he thinks we're kidding.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Hello. Hey, Dick. It's not a joke.
He doesn't realize that one of these days, you know, he's going to go into that garage, turn the key over.
Not a joke. Let me see if...
Little pieces of Alan floating around.
Let me see if my message is up yet on the machine. The message that they've asked me. They asked me to record this. Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
As the voice.
I couldn't hear that. Like,
voice
clearly.
The station.
Yeah, where I was sitting. I just heard, like, part of it.
You were serious.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Charlie brought
Charlie just brought some turkey in.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, that looks good.
Excuse me. It's God. Awesome.
Is that everything? Is there more?
Are you okay?
I got a hairball. You know what I think I got?
What?
I got from a cat.
A furball?
I think I got pussy cancer.
You've got to stop bathing your cat with your tongue.
Well, listen to that. There's efficiency at work.
Was I supposed to turn something on when I was at the front desk or when I left?
I don't think that's part
of
the
switch. Isn't there a switch up there?
No idea.
Well, we got a break.
Thank you.
We got a break. It's been one hell of a Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's just fabulous.
Right. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, it's the, I got a note here somewhere, the heaviest travel day of the year.
Traditionally.
And Friday, it's the heaviest
traditionally
shopping day of the year.
You've right. given it up completely.
Yeah.
This is the year that you gave that up for Thanksgiving. Excuse me.
What is that? Is that turkey talking to you?
Man, I just mainlined some meat.
Yeah, me too. Now we're sleeping.
Exactly. It's going to hit me on my drive home. I'm going to be a danger to society.
Before we move on, let's see if the message has been put on the radio station business line now.
This will be the first time that I've heard it.
The last I saw, Wendell was working on it, and the last I saw, Alan was looking for Wendell.
That's funny. You sure there's not a switch up there? Because there are a couple of switches under the desk.
I think Wendell knows whatever the switch is.
Something called a night switch.
But now it's...
That's night switch for little Z!
But now it's after the close of business. Now you should be getting something. And what if you were calling to make that multi-million-dollar advertising buy right now?
Yeah, and there's one guy that may have really been calling to place an order. And I just want to say, if he is listening, I apologize for what I said.
Oh. What did you say?
Well, F you!
And no, nothing.
Huh.
Got nothing. We think after the memo they put out today about, you know, nobody takes any time off.
Right.
And we're going to put the special number on.
Open 24/7.
Someone will call you an hour later.
We're going to fight. We're going to win.
Anyway, it's a nutty place.
Yeah.
And I've noticed Alan's just walking around on his telephone.
I think he's waiting for us to leave now.
I was asked to cut that.
Alan.
Don and Mike. Hey, I was asked to cut that through. Oh,
gotta push the button.
Hey,
sorry.
Alan, I'm sorry about that. It's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
I was asked to cut that thing saying thank you for calling the Office of Infinity. If you have a problem with the commercial schedule, call the Holiday Hotline and someone will get back to you within an hour.
Okay. I thought Mike was asked to cut it. I guess he handed it off.
No. No offense to Mike. They came to me and asked me to cut it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got a problem with
me
doing
it? I'm sure it's terrific. I just didn't know you do that kind
you
of
just
stuff.
Did it. You finished, yeah?
Oh, you did a great job.
It's done.
Cool.
All right, what do we got to do to get it on the thing? Because I called the business line, and right now, that baby's just ringing off the hook.
Where's Wendell?
I think he's working on it.
All right, thanks. We'll find out.
See ya.
Maybe that's who we need to contact, is Wendell.
Thank
Wendell
you.
Hall.
There needs to be a switch that you flip.
Oh, you're funny.
Stop with the technical talk.
You're funny.
Hey, we got to go sell some ads.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
He's not laughing as much now.
There he is.
No, he's not as much fun as he used to be. He used to be such a bundle of blast. Is that Wendell's line?
Yeah, Wendell's line.
How do I put it on? I don't understand. I'm under pressure. You don't understand. Don's doing a bit, and I need to get it on now. Snap. Do you understand? Another Thanksgiving.
Rob, if you would look into that for us during the break, please.
Don't you understand the pain and agony of over Thanksgiving alone?
I think Wendell's got it together this year.
Huh?
And Buzz, if you pick your teeth one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to come through the glass.
I was going to use the card.
Buzz, use the card.
All right.
Use the end. Go ahead.
There you go.
Go ahead.
That is so gross, Buzz.
Just do it. Mike, the finger never works well enough. You got to get an index card.
Yeah, I wish they'd invent a product that could.
How about, I'll call it Floss.
I will tell you something I got yesterday when I was...
There you go, Rob. Just giving me a suggestion.
A razor blade.
Here we go. When I was at the grocery store and doing a list thing for my working wife.
Right.
Toothpaste and floss was something that she ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, that razor blade's not your friend. Why don't you give that to me?
I'm making you nervous.
Give me that.
You know
Wendell's not. Wendell's not the only one that gets depressed around these holidays. Why don't you give that to me?
Now you're making me laugh. Now you're really making me laugh.
So,
but you know I'm not depressed.
Because you're going to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
You're going to Vegas. I'm in the store yesterday.
Right.
And it says on the list, toothpaste and floss.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the toothpaste section, and I must have stood there like a person who had never seen an animal in a zoo before. My mouth was hanging open.
It's the worst.
I walked past. I think it's the brand I bought was Aquafresh.
Okay.
And here's why I bought Aquafresh. Big ass tube of it, right. Like a 12-inch tube.
Pretty colors.
And on the end of the tube, it's got a built-in floss dispenser.
No.
So you know the part of the toothpaste tube that you click up and then
yeah.
It's on the part that you click up.
No, I'm student. That's why you're laughing, right? Because I am impressed by this.
I'm laughing because I think that was half a yawn and half a yawn.
Yeah. So, the deal is, it comes with enough floss.
He knows I'm totally into that.
I've seen it, but I think it's a bad idea. Why is it?
I think it's a great idea. I bought two of them.
It keeps your floss with your toothpaste.
Why yes, but bad? What if happens if you run out of toothpaste or floss? What if they're not in step?
No, here's the thing, Rob. Here's the thing.
Sorry, you might have to give a little up.
By the way, Wendell's currently working on posting it.
You take out your calculator and calculate.
It's just convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's wonderfully convenient. I've never seen this product.
I haven't seen it either, and I was standing there like golly, looking at it and picking up.
Explain the design to me. Is it it's not a traditional pen cap. Is it the one that's like that big
flip cap sort of?
It is a flip cap,
mm-hmm.
right, on a regular 12-inch tube.
Wow. And the cap itself is a floss dispenser.
Yes.
And I think it's brilliant.
The part where you flip it open to squeeze out the toothpaste has another flip open on top of that.
Right.
And it's got the little blade there.
Yep.
To be careful of those blades again.
I understand.
But it's got the blade that you do the thing and you pull out the little bit of floss and
right.
It's right there.
So, I like that idea. Is it a name brand floss?
Retard.
Glide?
I think the name is Retard.
Uh-huh.
Because the whole package is made for someone like me who's a retard who can never remember to floss after I brush my teeth.
Well, it's not a question of remembering. It's a question of my floss always like travels around to different spots in my bathroom.
Isn't it built by Aquafresh?
I don't know. I think it is.
Aquafresh floss?
I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
And I don't go for the name brand floss.
Right.
I like Glide.
I go with the generic.
Oh, Glide is important.
Glide kicks. It's
by the Gore Company.
Yeah.
By who?
The Gore Company.
With the Al Gore Company?
I don't know if Al Gore has a piece of it.
Blood and Gore.
But it's Gore floss.
Hey,
right.
Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was Buzz picking his teeth with his fingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They make a product. It's a pick, and on the other end is a little piece of floss.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like a rubber pick. And
right.
Then,
right, and it works great.
And then at the base of the unit is a suppository dispenser.
That I have. No, I have the floss, and I've now used it, but it was just fun driving Don crazy with it.
Oh, hello, man. Don and Mike Show. And who's driving you crazy, bud?
I'd love me a string of that right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Jimmy. Okay.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question about your flossing habits, man.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you floss before brushing?
I never do. I always.
Well, you can do it anyway with that product that Don's talking about. You can floss before.
But even before this great invention came to me yesterday in the grocery store, I always brushed and then flossed.
I floss and then brush.
Yeah, me too.
I'm of the floss and then brush variety.
Maybe that's why I've only got 18 teeth.
Because you get the debris out of the way first.
Maybe that's why.
And then the toothpaste can get in the crevices.
I was running late today, which you might find unusual, Don, and I actually did something I never do. I showered and then shaved after I showered, and it was a very uncomfortable
feeling. That's the best way to do it.
No. That is the way that normal guys do it. Right. I can't tell you how many times
I shave before I get in the shower.
No.
I can top all of you on the weirdness scale, at least according to what I've heard from my wife.
Right.
A lot of times, before I go to bed the night before,
right,
I'll stand in front of the mirror and, you know, nude.
Of course.
Oiling myself.
Yeah, aroused.
And I wash my face, and then I go, well, now this is a good time to shave. Mm-hmm. Because by tomorrow, the spots that need to grow in will have grown in.
And you shave, but you shave your entire body.
Oh, I'm talking about shaving my genitals.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not talking about shaving my face.
You trim it just so it looks good. Do you still have the mound in the shape of a Christmas tree?
No, I told you. I'm going totally Michael Jackson this year.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm totally hairless this year.
Yeah, smooth.
Totally smooth. But she's walked in sometimes and said to me, you're nuts. You got to be the only guy in the world that shaves at night. She said, why are you shaving at night? I said, I'm shaving at night so I won't have to shave in the morning.
Right.
Right here, look at that. Point of my watch. Conserving time, darling. Mm-hmm. And she said, but the hair on your face will grow between now and then. I said, it doesn't grow fast enough.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But Mike, in an otherwise normal situation, I'm like you. I always shave before I get in the shower.
Yeah, because then you wash off all the gook that you got on there.
You want to shower first, so that you get rid of the dead skin cells and you get a closer, smoother shave that way.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
And it also softens.
I forgot we're working with Estee Lauder.
The water. Yes, you are. And the water also softens your beard for a better shave.
All right, Paul Mitchell.
Okay.
Well, thank you. But that information is absolutely useless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
To the uninformed.
Hello, guys.
Okay, Glenn Maybelline.
Hi there. Here.
Pardon me?
This is you. This is.
Oh, Glenn, the blind guy from Las Vegas.
You know, I forgot to tell you. You know who called me when I was out of the front desk? Robert. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Really? How's B.A. doing?
He said, Happy Thanksgiving to all of us.
And same to Bobby Mailman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And Don, I shave at nighttime, too.
Well, that's
Happy Thanksgiving, Glenn, the blind guy.
That's so the bleeding will stop by morning.
I do the blind guy. Ooh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I just want to let you know that's not the worst hygienist thing you do. The worst thing is when you wipe your butt and don't look at the toilet tissue.
They never, ever let you forget. They never let you off the hook.
Why don't you hold on to that? And never let it go, ass. Never let it go.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, ass.
Same to you, ass. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Christ. One time I mentioned my wiping habit.
Yeah.
You never let it go.
With you forever. Everybody wants you to check it out.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
And to you, sir.
I thank you so much. Do you wipe before you go to the bathroom? No. You don't floss floss after you brush. You brush, you floss first.
Right.
Hey, aren't you late?
Shouldn't you be traveling to meet your love? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have any.
Can I verify this? Can I give you a little more information that maybe will help you understand? A lot of times, I do brush, then I floss, then I go through one more time with nothing on the toothbrush just to get the gunk out afterwards. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of times, I'll just, you know, get some of that water in my mouth and do the... And if it looks okay, I go, good enough. You know, close enough for government work.
Absolutely.
That is thorough.
Pardon me?
I said, that is thorough.
That is thorough. Okay, thank you.
Will there be anything else?
Apparently not.
No, I guess not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
And let's be honest, what I really do.
Fine.
I brush, I floss. It doesn't really matter the order, because I end up soaking them anyway. Don and Mike Show.
Scraping off the adhesive.
Hello.
Removing the splinters.
Hold on, I've just received word that, in fact, the message is up.
What's up? Good, I have not heard it. I know it's Satan, that's all I know.
Reading the message that Infinity has asked be put on the... I'm not kidding about this.
This is going to make all the difference.
Come on, it's two rings. Because remember, this is Alan and Michael's whole thing. That we got to be open for business 24-7, even on a holiday. People might want to buy commercials. Shouldn't it pick up after the fourth ring?
Oh, no.
Think maybe they jumped the gun?
No, Wendell said it was ready.
That's right, you don't understand. It's got to ring 10 times or I'm going to be fired.
Well, I'm trying to hear it, and I just can't hear it. It's not happening. Robbie, could you find Wendell? Because we got to get the buzz. You know, we not even have time for Craig Wilson today.
No.
That's the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Smoot.
Smoot Hall. Yeah.
Hey, our engineer. Hi.
Can't get it. Hold on. Yeah. Charlie, you got it?
I know a way you can get it.
Okay. Charlie's doing something with the phones now.
He can get it.
Here we go. So this is what you hear when you call the station business line.
I'm waiting.
No whammies.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
You just got whammy.
Okay. Wendell, say hello on the microphone.
Hello on the microphone.
You got a good thing,
Jim? I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
How you doing? This is Lucifer. Thank you for calling the offices of Infinity Broadcasting, Washington, D.C., 106.7 WJFK. Against my better wishes, our offices are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. If you have an immediate need with your commercial schedule, please call our holiday hotline and speak to one of my minions at 301-918-2390. Someone will get back to you within 1 hour. If you're calling for a request.
They put that in the script.
Don't play records. Until then, this is Satan. Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love that.
They actually put
if
in the
you
script.
Need further assistance.
No. They put in the script, if you're calling for a request, the studio number is whatever the number
that's
is.
That's just really silly for us.
Ain't that nuts?
That's silliness.
You turn the same thing back on one more time? Didn't the Michael thing have a message that you could leave a message?
I think so.
All right, turn that back on, because we got a flaw here. Really?
95 still.
Oops, hold on. No, hold on, Vera, hold on a second. Or Beverly.
She was jumping the gun there.
Yeah.
Right now.
Hi, Satan.
Hi, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Hi, Beverly. Hold on, we're going to come into the traffic in just a second. I forgot. Her real name is Beverly, but right. We called her Vera Abruptly.
Vera Abruptly, yes.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Satan. I was out at the front desk really getting a feel for how this place works, and I heard your message. I think it's spot on.
You went out to my playland for Thanksgiving, huh?
Sin City, Satan. I know you like to go out there on all the three-day weekends, or the four-day weekends in this case.
You the man.
Thank you very much, Satan. I appreciate it. You think maybe you could bring me some of that special luck that you have at the blackjack table?
All it requires is a piece of your soul.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to do that. And he mocks me for that.
Now this is the... pussy.
Thank you for calling the Infinity Broadcasting Holiday Hotline. If you have an immediate need for WPGC AM or FM, WJFK FM, WHFS, UARW, or the Washington Redskins Radio Network, please leave your name and number and a brief description of your need. Get back to you to help resolve this issue within 1 hour. Thanks for calling and happy holiday.
All right. La, la, la. Hello. Here's my problem. I signed a contract to work for you, and I got 5 more years to go.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I don't really want to buy commercials. I just want to say, you guys are dicks.
Wow. That's Satan, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for distancing yourself, Mike. It's just me, Satan, saying you guys are dicks.
There you go.
And this one's just for Alan. Eat one.
Go on, lick it.
Go on. Go on. Lick it. Suck it.
Ooh.
Eat it.
Can you moan, Satan?
That's right. That's right. Kiss it. Kiss it. Look at it. Kiss it. Kiss it now.
Play with it.
Kiss it. Kiss it. Touch it. Touch it.
Play with it. Play with it.
Touch it. Because we gotta sell commercials. Ooh, that makes me so hot.
Grip it.
But I'm hot anywhere. Grip it. Hold on to it. Both hands.
Pull it.
Yeah.
Clap it.
Clap it. Oh, listen, Rob.
La, la, la. Anyway, there you go. See you in hell, suckers. You saps.
Lick it.
Dopes. Lick it. Lick it.
Lick it good.
Some of your saliva on it. And then do what come natural.
You have 15 seconds to finish recording.
Oh, that's good. Let you know that, Satan.
I've got 15 seconds left. I just want to say...
Pet it.
Pet it. Andy pet it. And also, your mother so socks in hell.
There you go.
That's kind of a takeoff of The Exorcist. Bye.
Bye-bye, then.
Length recorded. To re-record, press 2.
Don't think so.
To approve as is, press pound. To make private, press 1. And press pound.
Pound.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There you go.
Access your mailbox. Press star.
There you go. That's, I'm done with that.
Isn't that a phrase for making a BM? Making private?
Yeah, making private.
To make private, hit
right,
pound.
Yeah. Right. Make private. I got to make private after that turkey I ate for me.
Yeah,
16 boxes of almonds.
What a place this is. What a place this is.
Hi, here is Wendell Smoothaller, engineer. Hi, Wendell.
Got the main number fixed. To let your job is safe, Mike didn't put the phones in night mode.
There you go.
Wendell, have a great holiday.
There you go. Very good. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving, Wendell.
Yeah. I got the odds on that, incidentally.
On what?
On Wendell killing himself this weekend.
Oh. No chance of that.
Happy holidays.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
This buzz. Me.
He made it up.
And listen, I kid Wendell because I love Wendell, and I know that I know what he's going through, and he would never hurt himself. He will, however, this weekend, kill one of you.
He will hurt others. He will most definitely hurt other people.
But Buzz,
we don't mind.
What is your lead story on the news and comments show tonight?
President Bush is no Bill Clinton, but his brother might be.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, I heard that this guy is...
Bush.
Neil, is this Neil,
Neil
Bush?
That's correct.
All right, Neil.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Vera. Hold on, Bev. Hold on for the break. Mike, that was very...
Neil or Harry?
Sorry. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200, or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cathcart?
A lifestyle-oriented program, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know, somehow this week we've lost one of the keys, or maybe it was on Friday show. We were supposed to give away a key for the Jeep every day, and we're a day behind.
Oh, yeah, we got an extra one today, right?
Yeah, I think we'll let that roll over till next week.
Cool.
I think we'll let it roll over. Well, now, anyone who listens to the whole show today, that would be a dedicated listener, right?
Oh, yeah. The day before Thanksgiving, absolutely.
I say so.
A day that is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. Which is not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. I almost said like I said a bad word.
I've dropped out of that now.
I'm loaded with tryptophan. Are you out too, Buzz?
No, I'm fine.
Here's the deal. We're going to try to give away a key, but this is a very tough question. You have to have been listening to the entire show today.
Yes.
877-365-3636. Yeah. I'll give you a hint. I had my cunny honey on the telephone, and we were talking about our Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can answer a question, the conversation I had with my wife. Listen, if you were listening 3 hours ago, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, don't wear a baseball hat over your headphones.
You know, it's one day absinthe. The next day trip to fan.
So call now and phone Jeopardy.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Call now for phone now.
Jeopardy. Phone Jeopardy.
Call the call the, well, they can't even read it, can they?
How are they going to lose it?
F you, and them too. Buzz's News brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax works, says Rob Spiewak. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888. Try the Max.
Change my life.
Go on, get it.
Are you guys counting to caller 100 now, you think?
I think so.
Counting carefully.
Well, they've been on line 6 for a long, long time.
Maybe they're doing decimal places.
I don't see anybody. Well, in the home line, I guess they are. Let me see what number they're up to.
5, 26, 27, 28. He's on it.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. As you heard.
So that would indicate that he just started.
That's the way you're treated when you call the Don of my show. 26, 27, 28. But that's the only way you can move him.
But he really does it.
He does.
Yeah.
He needs help once he gets to 60.
Yeah.
That's when we got the flashcards.
61.
Buzz, we'll get that winner in a second, but first, about Bush.
Yes.
We love Bush.
About Bush. The messy divorce of presidential brother Neil Bush has gotten even messier.
Nice Bush.
It's now been revealed he had himself a number of women in a number of hotels around the world in the late 1990s while he was married. A court depositions just released had the 48-year-old saying that the women knocked on his hotel door looking for fun and that, being a big-hearted Texan, he obliged.
Smashing baby.
Neil says he never knew they were hookers because they never asked for money and never got any. Neil worked for the Grace Semiconductor Company at the time. That company, backed by the son of a former Chinese president, paid Bush $2 million in stock over 5 years. Even though Neil says he knows nothing about semiconductors.
So women just knocked on his door.
Some women showed up.
We kissy kissy.
Uh-huh. Now,
hold on a second. Who's calling on the inside line? Hello?
All done here.
Oh, all done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Up to 99.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
Ready for 100.
Anyway, go ahead, Buzz.
Neil Bush and his wife divorced this year after a 23-year marriage. It involved another couple and the claim that their son was actually fathered by Neil.
Oh.
Neil is now dating the boy's mother.
Well, they could have come in and been on our
they could have had Thanksgiving
dinner
here.
On the Thanksgiving Mayflower.
That's right.
Show.
Sounds like he's a bit of a statesman.
Call number 100.
Very good looking.
If you've been listening to the whole show today, this is it. This is your lucky turkey day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Don.
Don, my name too.
Tom.
Oh, Tom.
No, Don. Don, like Don. Source's alias on the air, Don.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you're talking to Source.
No. Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Rocket science.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness science gracious. Science. How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Do you always refer to me by my last name when I'm not there?
No. It was because I thought I was talking to a screener. That's all.
You know, it's
on the air to you.
Don, you know, like Source's alias.
Yeah. That's kind of creepy. Though,
Source's other name.
Like an FM job.
It's just the way I would not have done that if I had known I was on the air.
All right. Go ahead. It's Thanksgiving. Lighten up. It's okay, sir.
What's your name?
Don. My name is Don.
Oh, right, Don.
Like
sorry,
Source
I forgot
that. Alias.
Like Source's alias.
a crossword clue.
Why are you whispering?
Maybe I got a frog in my throat. I didn't know I was whispering. Sorry about that, though.
Speak as loudly as you can, sir.
All right, how's that?
You seem a little creepy.
I'm virtually yelling at you. I don't want to do that.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Software development is the most direct way to put where I'm doing. If I try to do it, it's going to be boring. If I try to explain it.
Okay. Right.
Generally, are you just a little too cool for school?
I'm a little laid back, if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Fancy lad?
Fancy? I don't think I describe myself as fancy. No, I don't think anybody else would either, actually.
It's just a very interesting phone technique that's kind of like this, kind of monotone, kind of laid back, kind of scary. Kind of sneaky, scary.
My favorite teams, I get excited, but generally, no. Yes, again, if you want me to shout, I'll shout.
No, that's all right. If you're unflappable, and this is the way you are, we understand that. Do you call the show a lot? Do you listen a lot? Do you like the show? Do you enjoy the show? Do you try to get the show as old as you can? Right, sir?
I do not call the show a lot. I do listen a lot. Do enjoy it.
All right, well, he's passed the test. Here you go.
And good luck with your software development. Hope everything goes well. And everything.
Don?
Yes, sir.
Source here. Here's the question. My wife was on earlier today, Frida, Source. And the question is, how many people will be at our home tomorrow for Thanksgiving?
It's 7 adults and 5 kids.
Yeah, that would be...
Wow, the breakdown.
He had it.
Wow.
Was I listening or what?
You were. Now, seeing that you're a little more enthusiastic.
This guy is creepy, but he is a winner. You have won $100 and a key that could start the Jeep that we're giving away on the show 2 weeks from Friday. Mine is a brand new Jeep.
The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Don.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
Have a good holiday, folks. Thanks very much.
He just sounded different then, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did I get creeped out, or was I the only one?
Guy who programs
gold. Say it again?
Source out. Hold, please.
Yes, sir.
That is a creepy, creepy guy.
I'm scared.
Did you hear that little,
thank you so much?
Like right at the end.
Yeah, I got to meet him.
I heard.
Wow.
Source's alias.
Here's Elston.
Nine across.
Elston.
Man, you know? Mike Elston, right across the from the glass. Burbank. Burbank, that's his alias, Burbank. Hey, what do you know about that? How about that? Post doing the news. I'm wearing a tight sweater. What do you say?
Glenn Campbell says he's sorry. Quoting him.
Of course he does it the day after.
I apologize to my wife, my family, my friends, and my fans. The 70-year-old, the 70s country singer, was arrested early Tuesday on suspicion of drunk driving.
Hey. Talk it up, Buzz. Very tight.
Hit and run and assaulting a police officer. Quoting again, yesterday I was arrested and put in jail. Even at my age, I learned a valuable lesson. He's out now on $2,000 bail. The 67-year-old did not apologize for his angry mugshot. Police say he identified himself as, quote, Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Didn't I read somewhere where he was yelling at him saying, don't you know who I am?
Yes, yes, and it's right here. They say he repeatedly exclaimed, do you know who I am? I'm Glenn Campbell. I shouldn't be locked up like this.
Wow.
And they say he admitted having two rum drinks at a country club before the fender bender that got him caught.
I knew he was playing golf. I knew it. And I bet he was up early in the morning and he drank all day. Do you know who I am? Big chances gone. I'm Glenn Campbell.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, I'm the Rhinestone Cowboy.
There you go.
I don't care who you are, boy. You get your ass in that cell right now, as I would treat you here in Mayberry. Walking these
streets so long. Police also now say his blood alcohol level was 2.0.
You go over and act hot and spoon with Otis.
The legal limit is 0.08. He told an interviewer in August he had given up drinking.
Well,
he shouldn't have said that.
I've done that before.
Maybe he did give up drinking.
Yeah, and you know, he tried.
And he started drinking again.
Whenever I'm interviewed.
The demon caught up with him.
I quit whenever I'm interviewed.
Well, it had to happen eventually on one of TV's so-called reality shows. A woman tells San Diego police she was raped in the home where MTV's Real World is currently being taped. The 22-year-old victim...
Oh, man, when will that episode air, Buzz?
Well, actually, the way it looks, it appears part of that episode will air.
I bet it was Puck.
The 22-year-old victim says she met the suspect at a nightclub. She calls him Justin and says he's an acquaintance of fellow cast member Randy. The victim says Justin offered her a beverage and that she awoke the next morning in the guest room of the Real World house.
The cranberry juice.
She says she awoke disoriented, but with the realization she'd been violated while unconscious,
But she was violated on MTV.
Yeah.
Well, hey, dude.
She also awoke to the rolling cameras from MTV. Can you imagine opening your eyes, coming to that realization, and looking up and seeing a cameraman standing over your bed?
I smell a rat. You know the only other person who could ever tell that story?
George Michael.
There we go again.
The police say the cast and crew never reported the rape, even though they appeared to be aware of it. A Real World lawyer declined a police request for permission to search the house for evidence. Police then got a warrant and raided the place, seizing sheet, pillows, towels, couch cushions, and other possible evidence.
He respectfully declined.
He did.
I enjoyed watching TRL when Carson Daly was raped.
I missed that one.
The episode and it was the guy who was talking about from Vibe magazine. It was 50 Cent.
50 Cent, yes. Was he the victim?
I think Carson said something like, I can make change for a dollar.
Ah, yeah.
The next thing you know.
Man,
you don't want to say that.
Oh, You know, MTV, your rape channel.
Again and again and again.
They have more rapes on MTV than they do music videos.
That's true.
They do. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
Let me ask you, what's coming up next?
Oh, the Michael Jackson story, of course.
Oh, Michael Jackson, of course.
Lots of.
Never goes away.
Bye.
Who are we? Don and Mike
Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They will make your ovaries rock hard.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
I know, Buzz, you love this song. I love
do.
This song.
Yeah.
I play it way too freaking much. I want to dedicate this, though, to your wife.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, how nice.
I bet she didn't even tell you, did she?
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead and say it.
Last night, I'm on my way home, and I got a call from Buzz's wife.
Uh-huh.
It's like a happy Thanksgiving call.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things you call people,
mm-hmm.
and I guess she was drinking.
Yeah.
She was very
heavily.
Very emotional. Yeah. Well, no, for Marcia,
uh-huh.
she was emotional.
She's not a heavy woman, so I mean, it's you know,
yeah,
it kicks in quickly.
A little bit. It was it was a very nice call. She called to say thanks for your friendship,
mm-hmm.
and you and Frieda are our great friends,
mm-hmm.
and you've been our friends for many years, and you know, have a great holiday. And then she said, and you know, love you.
Yeah.
And I said, love you too.
There you go.
Because,
nice.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I thought about it later.
Mm-hmm.
I thought as I was, then I hung up the phone, I thought, oh well now, Buzz's wife just told me that she loves me.
That's correct.
Have
I told you lately that I love you?
But then I realized it was, I'm probably reading too much into it. She just had the great feelings of the holiday upon
mm-hmm.
her. She's just probably going up and down the phone book, just calling everybody, saying, hey, I love you.
Reading too much, or are you?
Love you, love you, love you. Anyway, so that's for her, that song called Who Love You.
Well, that's very nice.
Want to mention that Tom Gavin's pilgrim outfit, and hi, Tom, who's still outside.
Nope, Tom's left. I was walking by Tom when the cab.
Oh, the taxi cab finally
came. Driver came in and actually walked into the building to get Tom.
That's Tom's cool. Pilgrim suit is courtesy of Masters Costumes,
mm-hmm.
703-354-7500. Thank you to our friends Wenda and Kara over
yeah.
there. And when we did dinner on the Mayflower, that was courtesy of Joe Mulholland Mayflower. Call Joe Mulholland Mayflower for a free quote, 703-494-2021.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And now here is Buzz, who has a very charming wife.
Yeah.
Who called me? Go ahead.
She loves
you. Say anything.
What? Oh, you didn't see the first time?
No, I didn't. I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay. So you enjoyed Buzz's wife's call?
Yeah, it was very nice.
All right.
See, the thing is, I could name him.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, come on.
I know. Don't worry.
I'm having fun.
Mike is playing. A game that Rob and I would play.
Uh-huh. He's cutting out pictures? Or...
And here's how Mike
mm-hmm.
here's how Mike balances this stuff out to himself.
Okay. How does
all
that
right.
work?
I don't know. No, it's Thanksgiving.
No,
no, I'm not going to say what... I'm not going to say what... For, no, come on. You're
going
funny.
To make him cry.
I wanted
just to do it.
I know. You
wanted to do it.
You're funny.
I wanted to just play the game.
He said, well, it's Thanksgiving. Like, because it's Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
it's okay to make really... really crude and awful jokes.
Uh-huh.
But it is.
Yes.
It might...
Not funny, though. Buzz, go ahead, and I'm going to ask
right.
you this time, okay?
You're
okay.
Killing
okay. All right.
Robbie,
this is what I'm thankful for. This is wonderful.
Jack, how
wonderful.
You know, look at
this.
When does it stop from Mike? When does it stop? Do you realize, Mike, if Rob and I were doing this
right
now, you'd be doing that thing where you're saying,
rolling my eyes.
You guys are going to hell.
Kiss.
You see that? Look at that. He's one of us.
Do you understand? Do you see a pattern? No.
Yeah, no F's.
Right.
I see a pattern.
No, I'm going from...
Okay.
From worst to best.
Mike is...
Okay.
I'm not even going to...
Ready for the last one?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. There we go.
Now,
that's fun.
You wonder how Rob and I spend so much time on the telephone talking and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, don't... Please. This is like the guy that comes to the country club, you know, doesn't want to join.
Just visiting
for a minute.
We have these laughs without the visual aid.
I understand. I know you do. Each and every day.
Yeah,
sometimes I just feel like I was in the mood.
And sometimes I recommend either Visine or Clear Eyes for the visual aid.
Oh, yeah.
Because, ow, that's
just fantastic stuff.
Anyway, welcome down to our level, Mike.
Hey, it was fun visiting.
It's great to have you in the club.
Thanks. Hi, Rob. Rob just did the light.
I didn't mean to.
Rob, everybody's a little goofy tired right now.
We're going to get you the card.
Okay. Do I get the compass?
And the decal.
Very good.
And, the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The pointy hat.
Well, hell, let's save ourselves the expense of a trial. A psychic says Michael Jackson is innocent. Sylvester Stallone's mom, Jackie, fancies herself a psychic.
Oh, Jackie Stallone. God, on our old morning zoo show, we really used to have her on all the time.
She was a battle axe.
And you remember that she had like Mad Max head that she would come in with her hair, what was left, like
in this big turban. And she had that mouth. She had the Sly Stallone mouth. It's kind of like that. You know, curled up lip.
She's been sending out press releases again if you'd like to renew that friendship.
I would love to.
All right, we can call her next week.
Absolutely, why not?
Do.
She was right about Arnold Schwarzenegger's successful run for governor, but then so were all of us on the show, so I guess we're psychic too.
Nah, I wasn't. I was wrong about that.
About Michael quoting Jackie Stallone, he is totally innocent. He's going to walk free. This is the biggest frame-up that ever happened. He's going to come out of this stronger than ever. This all came to me like a lightning bolt. He will get off. End quote.
He has, honey.
Yeah. And she just, when she sounds funny to you.
I'm Jackie Stallone. Yeah, Sly's my son. And I think at the time it was when Frank Stallone was attempting a career as a singer.
In music, right.
And we played his record or something, goofing on him, and she got mad about that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, this is not funny.
Why are you picking on my son?
Meanwhile, she looks like the mom on Who's the Boss.
Right.
You remember that lady that was on Soap?
Oh, right. Yeah, Catherine Hellman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like her.
Mm-hmm.
If she's
dead now.
If she, okay, works even better.
Yes, it's does. So sad.
Looks like her if she's bald and wrapped her head like in a turban.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary lady. And that's Sylvester Stallone's birth mother.
Yes. Michael Jackson's lawyer, meanwhile, is fuming, and as we all know, lawyer fumes are the worst kind.
Hey.
Mark Garrigo says it's all about money, and he says the court history of the accuser's family proves that. He says the family's already been involved in two previous abuse cases, one of which involved a cash settlement. When mom sued dad for divorce, dad's lawyer says she had a Svengali-like ability to make her children repeat her lies.
Now, Buzz, this is the only thing that I'll say, and I read a little bit about this today.
Mm-hmm.
This, listen, still, Michael Jackson, absolutely guilty,
okay.
No matter how you paint it.
Right.
But as far as this kid goes, I guess the story goes, maybe you're not going to have this, they tried to sue Walmart or some store.
Yeah, in fact, JCPenney. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So they have a history of doing this with their kids.
But can they do a civil suit now? Or haven't they changed the laws on that?
I don't know that they can.
Where you can't bribe away, this kid's family?
The family had already said it doesn't plan to file a civil suit, that it's just going after the criminal charges.
The thing that works in Jacko's defense is that for the first time I had to look at this and say, okay, I think he's a kid toucher.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what this is all about.
But the kid with cancer, it's like his nutty parents have made him do all this stuff before, allegedly, to get money.
And right now, I'm giving Michael's lawyer side of the story. In a moment, I'll give a little more of the family side of the story.
Okay.
All right. The lawyer says he's even seen a script from the mom that she supposedly wrote for her kids to memorize for a deposition in one of those previous cases. All of this, as you were alluding, Don, goes to the credibility of the accusers even before the formal charges have been filed against Michael. Quoting one expert, once you can get previous evidence, the child or parents have fabricated testimony, you're 90% to an acquittal. Jackson's lawyer is also promising to, quote, land like a ton of bricks on anyone who besmirches his client's reputation. And he says if anybody doesn't think the motivation of these charges is anything but money, they're living in their own Neverland. The lawyer's also gotten a temporary restraining order against the charter jet company that carried Michael to and fro between Vegas and Santa Barbara.
Oh, right. They're trying to sell the tape to Access Hollywood and stuff.
The company admits it has video of Michael during his most recent flights, and now the FBI is checking to see if the company broke any laws by videotaping legally protected conversations between attorney and client.
See, I hate seeing anything that would make Michael Jackson appear to be less than the freak that I know in my heart he is.
Yeah, but when somebody has that reputation and somebody is the villain in this case, Michael Jackson, you're going to get the creeps that feel that they have license to behave badly also, and it doesn't make what they do any better anyway.
We're talking about two separate things here. The credibility of the accusers doesn't necessarily mean Michael is either innocent or guilty. The Fox Network says it was asked for a six-figure sum for the rights to air the video. Meanwhile, the boy accusing Jackson of sexual molestation is sick again and still living in poverty. The Hollywood Comedy Club owner, stay with this, the Hollywood Comedy Club owner who introduced the boy to Jackson visited the boy less than 2 weeks ago. Quoting him, he only has one kidney and it's failing. Part of his face is swollen. His cancer's in remission, but he worries if the cancer comes back, what's going to happen?
Sir Laugh-A-Lot goes to see the cancer kid.
Right, goes to visit him.
Sir Laugh-A-Lot runs a comedy club.
Right.
In California.
And here's the connection.
Okay.
The club owner, Jamie Masada, says he met the boy 3 years ago at a comedy camp he runs for underprivileged kids. He says everyone was charmed by the boy, whom he describes as sweet and funny. When the boy was diagnosed with cancer after that, and given just weeks to live, Masada fulfilled the boy's deathbed wish and arranged the meeting with Michael. Now he feels awful about it. He says he's standing by the boy and his family. Quoting him, they are poor, simple people. He says they're so poor, the boy and his siblings were sleeping on the floor until he took them a bunk bed. A private investigator who worked for the family of Michael's previous accuser says Michael's lawyers will make good on their ton of bricks threats with terror tactics. Quoting Ernie Rizzo, that's what he did last time. He'll send out his goons. Quoting another private eye who once worked for Michael Jackson, the whole family is in for something terrible.
This means that the cancer kid family.
Right.
Jackson
and his lawyer's past behavior, according to these private eyes.
All right, let's get past all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you are Michael Jackson's defense lawyer. And right. Hey, Cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry,
good
congratulations on completing your case.
See you well. Right.
So you get him in there where he's going to be processed.
Right.
Do you know, maybe you've had this on your news buzz, I don't know, I was reading this yesterday, that his attorney allowed them to bring a makeup artist with them so that Michael Jackson could be made to look like he looks on that mugshot.
Really?
That's not the way he looked coming in and off the street. Now, if you're the lawyer, wouldn't you say to him rather than... Yeah, bring the guy in and
it'll make you look like a killer clown from outer space.
And
right.
Wouldn't you say, like, hey, wipe the stuff off, and while you're at it, take the nose off.
Yeah.
You know, try to look normal for this picture.
Or if you do indeed have that condition that you've been talking about for years, you know, let people see what you look like in reality.
So they brought in the cops, again, L.A. cops, the best cops the money can buy. They let Michael Jackson bring in his makeup guy.
Right. So he can look like Joan Crawford.
Right. For his thing.
These were the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Office, not L.A. cops.
For his mugshot.
And perhaps, for all we know, this was part of the negotiation of Michael Jackson's surrender. At any rate, the family has apparently been warned by Masada and by these private investigators that they're in for a world of hurt. Masada says that when he discussed this with the current alleged victim's mother, she responded with, "God will help us."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? I mean, you hear these conflicting reports, but they're coming from Jackson's camp already.
Right.
They're vilifying the kid and the kid's family. That's what they're going to do.
Latest comment I heard from the cops today, the sheriff of Santa Barbara County, talking about himself and the prosecutor, says the two of them would not have gone through all this if they didn't think they had a case.
And I think what the main issue will be is that day when they raided Neverland and they were there with all the 70 deputies that were in there looking for stuff?
Just like they say on CSI, the evidence will tell the story.
I think they got something, and that's probably why they're going full steam ahead.
All of his DNA over some, like, Spider-Man underoos. Whatever it is he's doing.
Jesus. To happier subjects. I don't know if this is happier or not, because I guess we'll never see the topless photos of Cameron Diaz. A judge has ruled the photographer may not sell the pictures that he and Diaz took to beef up their portfolios 11 years ago.
Buzz, we got
to
fly.
I realize that now.
We don't even have time for new and improved Joker products.
Having so much fun.
Buzz, that's it.
Finally. Oh, that's it? We're done?
No, that's...
Finally, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Buzz, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look at seeing.
We're having fun.
See what they made us do.
Wow.
What happened? But don't forget, buy commercials anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. 24/7. All weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday. Go Ravens.
Yeah.
Have a great time at the Las Vegas Mike.
Thank you, Don. Happy Thanksgiving.
I love your wife.
Good
day to you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
BM.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
I know that technically we've left, but I forgot to tell Rob to be a deer.
Be a deer, Rob.
I don't like the supernatural.
Be a deer.